Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to StateCollegeSpikes.com.
Christian Womble warming up for the West Virginia Black Bears. Right-hander out of Jackson State University, native of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Womble has made four appearances already this year for the Black Bears, two against the Spikes last weekend. He went three scoreless innings on Friday the 7th of June. His first outing, five strikeouts there, then logged one inning in which he threw 25 pitches in the Sunday game on the 9th. He did give up one run. It was on a Samuel Benjamin home run, which was his second of the season. Benjamin will be due up second to start this game behind Trayson Hughes. Cade Climey batting third for the Spikes. Danilo Ortiz, Derek Wiley, Brylan West, the 4-5-6 hitters. Jake Mumaw, Carson Luna, and Manny Jackson rounding it out for the Spikes. We'll have Ben Harris going on the mound in the bottom half of this inning. For West Virginia defensively, it is Roman Kuntz making his Black Bears debut at first base. Jordan Rogers at second. Dalton Wentz at short. Jack O'Dowd at third. Outfield will be Riley Priest in left. Jarrett Ford in center. Brody Black in right. And Joey Spence will be doing the catching tonight. He was the DH last night for West Virginia. Trayson Hughes was in the game late last night. He played the last four innings defensively in right field. Went 0-for-1 at the plate. Stands in the left-handed box. Hughes, the Ole Miss product, carries an average of 324 with a 410 on-base percentage, a double, a triple, nine RBIs, and a long look in from Christian Womble before he delivers the first pitch. Hughes will call time. The pitch timer was ticking away. It had gone down to about 10, and Hughes said, wait a minute, I'm going to reset. And now Womble will deliver the first pitch of the evening. It is a ball down and in. 89 miles an hour, our first pitch tonight at 7:04 this evening. And the next offering, swung on by Hughes, lifted in the air left field. Priest going back on it in front of the Spikes bullpen. He makes the catch. That bullpen just behind the left field fence and one away here in the first. Now Samuel Benjamin to the plate. Benjamin still with a .474 batting average, best in the league. Two home runs, best in the league. 11 RBIs, best in the league. Seven stolen bases, best in the league. .583 on base percentage, best among those who have played more than three games. .711 slugging percentage, and he takes a big cut at the first pitch fastball, a strike at 92 miles an hour. 0-1. And that 10-game hitting streak, the longest in the MLB Draft League so far, it's comprised the entirety of the Spikes season. The 0-1 bounces in, blocked by Spence. One ball, one strike. An entirely artificial turf field here at Kendrick Family Ballpark. And, in fact, the only dirt that was on it was the mounds, and they were converted to turf this offseason. The 1-1 fouled away, 1-2 the count. Now there is the landing area on the mound specifically for the pitchers has been worn down and is mostly a sand base now. Same for the area around the pitching rubber, which had to get reconstructed halfway through the game last night. The 1-2 outside for a ball, 2-2, but those didn't take too much. I say reconstructed, really just had to make sure it was a flat area for everybody. No slippage on either side. And both teams really did point it out, and that's why a quick fix was made. Pitch outside for the ball, 91 miles an hour. 3-2 to Benjamin. Climby waiting on deck. No score, just underway here. One gone top of the first. And Womble delivers a fastball called strike three. High up in the zone, and the TrackMan system here agrees that it was strike three. Samuel Benjamin, not so much a believer. Nevertheless, it is the first strikeout for Womble tonight. Two down in the first, and here's Cade Climby. Climby served as the third baseman last night. He went 1-for-4 with an RBI. He also walked in the game. Stands in the right-handed box. He was the only guy to get contact on Ryan Lambert, the flame-throwing 99-mile-an-hour right-hander, who closed out the game last night for West Virginia. First pitch strike from Christian Womble, not nearly so much velocity. Still a 92. Owen won the count as Climby took it. Now getting the sign, Womble back to the plate. Swing and a miss, strike two. Spikes looking to regain the offensive punch that had taken them on a five-game winning streak so far on this road trip through Mahoning Valley and now West Virginia, still seeking their first win on the road. And that pitch in tight, and that got Climby on the left hand and arm, and he is hunched over now just outside the right-handed batter's box, and that did not feel too good. I think what happened is I think it hit him on the back of the arm, and now he is still hunched over. Ashley McEwen, Spikes athletic trainer, along with manager Tim Battle, out to check on him. You can see the number 38 from up here as his head is down. He now stands up straight, but still the head bowed as immediately Derek Wiley, who is on the top step of the dugout, behind Daniel Ortiz, the on-deck batter, came up to check on Climby. And I think Cade was struck in the arm, and he lost feeling there for a moment, but he's okay now. He does wear an elbow pad. I believe that got him in a spot just outside the pad, but Climby is good to go. He'll hand his pad and his batting gloves to Tim Battle, who will go back to the third base coaching post. Battle hands them off to Ashley McEwen now, and Climby, after the first hit batsman of the night, is now at first base for Daniel Ortiz, who collected three hits yesterday, batting .432 with a .542 on base percentage, a double, a homer, 8 RBIs in 10 games. He is the reigning MLB Draft League Player of the Week. Climby now leading off first. Sliding mid on the left hand. The pitch homeward is low for a ball. 1-0. .75 at game time. Again, just wisps of white clouds waved in among the blue skies as the 1-0 fastball up and in for ball two. Ortiz had to back out of the way. Just a little bit more of a breeze tonight than we had last night. Even after the storm, the flags beyond the Spikes bullpen and left barely moved all night. 2-0, that's a strike over the outer edge, 2-1. In fact, the air that was trapped after the storms passed through and dropped the temperatures, well, eventually got bottled up into some fog we saw late in the game. We continued on playing as the throw on to first sends Climby diving back in head first. The former big leaguer, Darnell Sweeney, serving as the Spikes hitting coach, is the first base coach for State College once again. And he had a chat with the hitters before the game, looking to give them some pointers as the 2-1 swung on and missed. Breaking ball low and away, but Ortiz went after it. 2-2 the count, two outs. Climby may be taking off here on this one with a 2-2 count and two gone. Going to throw to first. Womble thinking the same thing. Sweet tag by first baseman Roman Kuntz, playing his first game for the Black Bears. But it is unsuccessful. Climby was back in time. Cade resumes his lead. Womble sets first base side of the slab. The pitch. And Ortiz punches this one towards center field. Over the leaping Wentz, the shortstop. And a base hit for Daniil, his fourth of the series. And his 17th of the season, just one shy of teammate Samuel Benjamin, who leads the MLB Draft League in that category. Now puts runners on first and second with two outs. Great job by Ortiz of shortening up his swing a little bit with two strikes and finding an open area to advance the base runner. Here's Derek Wiley now, left fielder, batting fifth in the order. And the first pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. Bit of cut action to that fastball from Womble. Came in at 86. First hit of the game for either side. Infield playing back here with two gone. The 0-1, that's in the turf. Gloved by Joey Spence, the catcher. One ball and one strike. 325 feet down each foul line. 375 to the left and the right center field gaps. 400 to dead center. Here at what is now known as Kendrick Family Ballpark. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 92 by him. Ball and two strikes. Fence is 15 feet high at the left field foul pole. Slopes down to 8 feet high in front of the Spikes bullpen in left. Jumps back up to 16 feet high at the ticket office in left center. Then back down to 8 feet the rest of the way around, including in front of the Black Bears bullpen in right. And the 1-2 fastball called strike three at the knees. The inning is over. Spikes with no runs, a hit, two runners left on base in the opening frame. Ben Harris gets the ball, looking to follow up on a strong opening start to the 2024 MLB Draft League season when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Ben Harris back on the mound for the Spikes. Second start in his return to the Spikes in 2024. The Georgia Gwinnett product went five innings last week against the Black Bears. It was last Saturday night at Medler Field at LeBron O Park. He allowed two runs on three hits, two hit batsmen, one walk, two strikeouts, and recorded the win. So a 3.6 ERA to start the year. And his first pitch of the night to switch hitter Riley Priest, batting as a lefty, a called strike over the outer edge of the plate. Change up from Ben to start things off. Priest, a new addition to the Black Bears since their visit to Happy Valley last week. Sends the second pitch sky high to center field, but coming over from right to make the catch, it's Trayson Hughes. Benjamin was looking at it, but Hughes had a better angle on the ball, so he makes the catch on the blue outline of the state of West Virginia with the West Virginia University logo square in the middle of it. That is in shallow center. The flyout officially to the right fielder Hughes, and with one gone, here is Jordan Rogers, second baseman. Last night went 0-for-3 with a sac fly and a hit-by-pitch on the night. The sac fly, of course, counting for his lone RBI of the evening. Rogers for the season, batting 167 for the Black Bears, but a .447 on base percentage, and he gets into this one. It is deep to left field, and it's gone. Bouncing out to University Town Center Drive. That one 106 miles an hour off the bat, a 416-foot solo shot for Jordan Rogers, his first home run with the Black Bears in 2024, and West Virginia out to a 1-0 lead. 32 degrees the exit angle, but it's gone, and that's really all you need to know. He laid into that pitch. And now, with one gone, Roman Kuntz the batter, and Kuntz joining the Black Bears from Morehead State University, where he was the Ohio Valley Conference Player of the Year. And he fouls this one back to our left, going back into the crowd down below. 1-1 the count. Kuntz with 31 homers, 92 RBIs, setting records for not only Morehead State, but the Ohio Valley Conference in a single season. Played last year for Kokomo in the Northwoods League. And now the 2-1. And this one in the air left field, playable for Derek Wiley, who comes in on the ball with the sunglasses on and the sun in his eyes, but he's able to track it down, make the catch. Two away. Jack O'Dowd, the third baseman out of Texas. That's the University of Texas. Spikes have a couple of players who will be headed down there to Austin in the fall. But O'Dowd, 44 games for the Longhorns this year. He batted .207, but with 5 homers and 19 RBIs in 44 games. His father, Dan, former GM of the Colorado Rockies, and now a noted MLB insider. Built the team that made the 2007 World Series as the National League pennant winners. And the pitch down and in for a ball. 1-1 the count. Next offering from Harris, in tight for a ball, 2-1. Manny Jackson doing the catching tonight for the Spikes. Brylan West is at first base. Carson Luna is at second. Jake Mumma at short. Daniil Ortiz at third. And the 2-1 pitch, cued foul, first base side. 2-2 now to O'Dowd. Outfield for the Spikes, Derek Wiley in left. Trayson Hughes in right have already made plays. Samuel Benjamin between them in center field. And Harris with the abbreviated wind up, the 2-2, swung on and missed. 88-mile-an-hour fastball drew the whiff, and that's the first strikeout of the night for Ben Harris. And it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. At Mount Nittany Health, our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountnittany.org. But the solo homer by Jordan Rogers gives West Virginia a 1-0 lead to the second inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Ryland West starts off the second inning. He took a ball in tight on a slider, then a slider for a strike called on the inner half. 1-1 the count to him. Christian Womble remains on the mound for the Black Bears. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Called a strike. Nicking the inner edge and Chris Edenfield's eye. The 1-2. That pitch a fastball low. Blocked by Spence. 2-2 the count to Ryland West. This season, Ryland hitting 350 since joining the Spikes, a 381 on base percentage. Still looking for his first extra base hit, but four RBIs. And the pitch low for a ball now, 3-2. Payoff pitch from Womble, fastball low for ball four. Just missed, and actually that dropped down. A little bit of a changeup action to it perhaps, but it is the first walk issued by Christian Womble tonight. And the leadoff man is aboard for the Spikes in the top of the second, trailing 1-0 after Jordan Rogers with a 416-foot solo homer to left field in the opening frame. Here's Jake Mumaw, left-handed hitting shortstop out of Florida Gulf Coast, and the pitch swung on and missed. 0-1. Jake with a .276 batting average, .364 on base percentage, two doubles, three runs batted in over the first 10 games as a Spike, six stolen bases as well. West 1-for-1 in steal attempts as the pitch called a strike. Fastball at 90 miles an hour at the knees, 0-2 the count. Spikes a little bit on the unsuccessful side last night, only 2-for-4 in steal attempts, and here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed, strike three, got him on three pitches. Another fastball from Womble, his third strikeout of the night. It's the first one he's delivered on a swinging third strike. And one gone for Carson Luna. Tonight's first pitch tonight at 7.04 p.m. was brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College. For over 25 years, remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Throw on to first, and West is back diving in. Again, 1-0 West Virginia, top of the second. Each side with a hit now. Daniil Ortiz with a single in the first for the Spikes. Rogers with the aforementioned solo homer in the first pitch. To Luna, swung on and missed. Fastball, lower portion of the zone. 0-1 the count. Carson, batting .188, but with a .278 on base percentage. He's knocked in five runs over his first 10 games as a Spike, 18 years old. Throw on to first, gets West back standing this time. Carson out of Houston, Texas. He is headed to the University of Texas in the fall, along with Jason Flores. We talked about how Jack O'Dowd just finished up his collegiate career with the Longhorns this spring. 0-1, and there's a strike at the knees, 0-2. And we talked about how you can see the future of baseball, but here in the MLB Draft League, if you're a follower of collegiate baseball, you can see the future of your teams here as well. As well as those who have achieved highly while with each program. And the 0-2, slider swung on and missed, strike three. Well, Womble went full and walked West, but now he's come back with six pitches, all strikes, and a pair of Ks, and now Manny Jackson the batter. It's not an immaculate inning, but it's almost like giving up a run in the first inning and then nine straight perfect innings after that on a bit smaller of a scale. But the pitch to Jackson is low for a ball, so that quashes any talk of the quasi-immaculate inning. Already saw one last weekend. Victor Quinn of the Black Bears delivered one against the Spikes. State College still won the game. So the 1-0 down and in for a ball, 2-0 the count. That was the first ever immaculate inning I've ever seen in person. And really even watched, even looking it on television. It is a rare feat at any level of the game. Throw on to first, West back standing. In fact, I think there was one in the minors just the night before Quinn accomplished the feat. So the antenna were at least perked up for it. 2-0, and here's a sharp grounder to the right side, into right field, a base hit. West around second, he's going for third, and will make it. The throw into second, and Manny Jackson with a two-out single now puts runners at the corners for Trayson Hughes. The leadoff man in the order, flying out to left field his first time up. Saw two pitches in his opening at bat, but he has seen Christian Womble now on multiple occasions as West went rounding second. Something tumbled out of his pocket, so shortstop Dalton Wentz nice enough to pick it up and hand it over to him after time was called, of course. But now he's got everything he needs. Potential tying run, leading off third here in the top of the second. The pitch to Hughes, a fastball for a strike on the outer half of the plate. 1-0 West Virginia, top two, but the Spikes threatening to crack the goose egg here early. Womble delivers. Fastball off the plate outside, 1-1. Actually, I beg your pardon, we had two umpires at the plate meeting, but there now is a full three-man crew. Ronnie Whiting is at first base. Toby McKnight now works third base. And the 1-1, that's fouled to the screen behind home. A ball and two strikes. This, of course, the middle game of this three-game series. Spikes looking to make tomorrow's matinee matchup a rubber match. It's a 1 p.m. start time tomorrow to complete this weekend set. And there goes a runner on the 1-2. Pitch is fouled away. Jackson took off from first, but it's a moot point. The foul ball will bring him back. Count remains 1-2 on Trayson Hughes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Womble ends up with a trio of strikeouts in the inning. Five so far in the opening two frames. Spikes with no runs, a hit, two runners left on base. And at the end of an inning and a half, 1-0 West Virginia. Here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Well, back here to Kendrick Family Ballpark, bottom of the second inning, but now we have a huddle around the mound. Last night, early stages of the game, looked like some of the pitchers might have had some uneasy footing in the fifth inning after both teams complained about it. The grounds crew here did come out and tended to the turf and did whatever fixes they needed to make, and now it looks like they brought out the stapler again. And not sure exactly what the problem is, but it's on the pitching rubber, and it might be a piece that is supposed to connect the turf to the rubber, might have detached, and it looks like they'll do the same fix to it tonight that occurred last night. And actually, David Carpenter last night, I think it was a stapler that they used. There was a rake as well to help rake some of the sand base that's underneath the turf over top of it, so he didn't step on a staple each time, or a brush, I should say, rather than a rake. But David Carpenter is going to head out to the mound as well, and Ben Harris was huddled around it along with the warm-up catcher Max Bushy had, and they were looking at it again. And talking to Knox Preston last night, the new spike catcher who was behind the plate all nine innings yesterday for State College, he said in early going there were pitchers having problems and they were trying to overcorrect a bit, so it might have played a role in some of the starters on both sides having some early issues, but looks like the quick fix being implemented again, and there'll be some additional sand placed down there again to hide the staple or whatever needed to be repaired at the mound. And David Carpenter huddled up with Chris Edenfield, the plate umpire, now in between first base and the mound as well, as he talks things over. And Harris testing out the footing now that they have made the fix to the pitching rubber, and everything seems copacetic now, so a brief field repair delay, but we are going to be back underway very shortly as Harris will complete his warm-ups. 1-0 lead for West Virginia in the bottom of the second inning. And it will be Brody Black, Joey Spence, and Dalton Wentz, the 5-6-7 batters, due up for the Black Bears here in the second. A reminder as well, your State College Spikes return home to Medler Field at Labrador Park for a two-game miniseries against the Williamsport Crosscutters this week. Games on Tuesday night at 6:35, Wednesday night at 6:35 as well. And tickets for both games available at this very moment at statecollegespikes.com. You can also visit the Spikes ticket office. It will be open Monday morning, 9 a.m. You can visit in person or call 814-272-1711. Ticket office will be open 9 to 5 on Monday. But again, 24-7, go online at statecollegespikes.com. Be part of Walking Taco Tuesday and Glizzy and Wine Wednesday this week. And the warm-up's complete, and now Brody Black, the leadoff man in the bottom of the second inning, as Harris delivers a first-pitch fastball in tight for ball one. Black this season batting .333 with a double and seven runs knocked in, a .515 on-base percentage, and that pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball from Harris, 1-1 the count. Last night, Black 0-for-2, robbed of a extra base hit by Tyson Bass going back on the ball in left, but he did draw two walks, scored a run, and stole a base as well. And the 1-1, breaking ball for a strike called upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Harris rears back, delivers, fastball in tight. Ball two. Black to be followed by Spence and Wentz. 1-0 Black Bears, bottom of the second inning. Harris delivers. That's low and away for a ball, 3-2. Mentioned, of course, Walking Taco Tuesday coming up. Next home game on the Spikes slate against the league-leading Williamsport Crosscutters, currently with a 7-2 mark entering the night. So the 3-2 foul back to the backstop. Count is full. Williamsport finishing up with will be now a two-game series tonight and tomorrow as well, as they were in Frederick. And the 3-2 to Black popped up center field. Samuel Benjamin calls everybody off, raises the mitt, makes the catch. One away. That'll bring up Joey Spence, the left-handed hitting catcher. Spence is playing in his sixth game. A 2-for-19 mark of the plate, so just a .105 batting average, but he has walked twice, .217 on base percentage. Four RBIs in five games. Spence coming to the Black Bears from Notre Dame. West Bend, Wisconsin native. So not South Bend, Indiana, but West Bend, Wisconsin, his hometown. And the pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Next offering fouled back towards us. That might have gone into the booth there. I don't know if it was the West Virginia broadcast booth or the press box next to that, but somebody got a souvenir. And it's 1-1. And this time Spence sends it high in the air down the right field line, but it will tail foul towards the entry area from the clubhouses in the right field corner. 1-2, the count. Harris looks in for the sign from Jackson, gets it, the 1-2. Fastball just off the plate outside. Spence did not chase. 59 games in three seasons for the Irish for Spence. He played 37 of them this year, 5 homers, 10 RBIs, .277 on base percentage, .381 on base percentage. And the 2-2 fastball misses low, 3-2. Actually was a draft pick of the Arizona Diamondbacks, 18th round of the 2021 draft, but elected to pursue his collegiate career. Payoff pitch. Driven foul, third base side, onto the grass berm. Skips onto the stone wall behind it, and then back down to the fence. Separating the berm from the field. And another 3-2, swung on and missed. Got him with the changeup. And that is the second strikeout for Ben Harris tonight. It is brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek, one of 26 hospitals in Pennsylvania to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Two down in the bottom of the second, and now Dalton Wentz, the batter. The shortstop, a switch hitter, batting as a lefty. And Wentz will take the pitch down and away for ball one. Last night, Wentz went 0-for-3 with a walk, did score a run. .261 batting average this year, a double, a triple, and 4 RBIs in 8 games, and he fouls it away. Third base side onto the concourse sidewalk, extending out toward the left field foul pole. 1-1 the count. You can't quite walk all the way around, but you can go foul pole to foul pole here on the concourse at Kendrick Family Ballpark, and the pitch low for a ball, 2-1. Of course, this is the home of the West Virginia Mountaineers each spring as well. Successful season for the Mountaineers. They made the regionals, but were felled in walk-off fashion there by North Carolina. And, of course, the Tar Heels did it again in walk-off fashion against Virginia yesterday. And the 3-1 pitch to Wentz, and in the air, left field, Wiley going back on it to the warning track, over his outreach glove and bouncing off the wall. Around second is Wentz, he'll hold there. That is a two-out double, the second West Virginia hit of the game. Both of their hits have gone for extra bases so far. And that will bring Josiah Chavez, a catcher by trade, serving as the DH tonight to the plate. Left-handed hitter, 2-for-21 with 1 RBI in 6 games, a .208 on base percentage. Chavez out of Cal Baptist University, an Oxnard, California native. Cal Baptist, one of the newest Division I schools. Western Athletic Conference, the WAC. And the first pitch, changeup, missed inside, ball one. Chavez, 25 games for Cal Baptist, the Lancers this year, and the 1-0 foul back to the screen, 89 on the fastball. Now 1-1. And the Spikes in their red jerseys, gray pants, blue caps tonight. Black Bears, the black jerseys, white pants, and black caps with the gold bills. The 1-1 upcoming. Harris taking his time now, delivers. And the pitch in tight for a ball. 1-1. All right, check that. 2-1 now the count after that offering. Georgia Gwinnett, an NAIA program. Not quite sure what the timetable is for the NAIA implementing a pitch timer. It's the 2-1 swung on and missed breaking ball. Of course, it's been in effect in the Big 12 Conference for the past couple of years. So there is an additional pitch timer here for those games for WVU. But implemented across all of NCAA Division I this year, visible pitch timer. And it'll be installed at all Division II and III schools next year. That's a requirement. And the pitch, a ball low. Breaking ball from Harris, and the count is full, 3-2. Two gone here. Wentz leading off second. 1-0 West Virginia. Bottom of the second inning. Harris sets, delivers. Fastball to called, strike 3 on the outer edge. That's the third strikeout for Ben Harris tonight, and it's brought to you by Mountain Inny Health. Mountain Inny Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street, offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainitney.org/expresscare. Wentz with the double, the lone hit of the inning. And at the end of two, it's still 1-0 Black Bears here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kids Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Samuel Benjamin, with a 10-game hitting streak coming into tonight's contest, takes ball one outside. He struck out looking his first time up against Christian Womble, the right-handed starter. Back on the mound, and Benjamin bounces this one on to first to a knee. Roman Kuntz rises to his feet, goes with the bang himself, one away. That'll bring Cade Climie to the plate, designated hitter, hit by a pitch in the first. And now Cade Climie in the right-handed box. A pitch up and in for a ball, 1-0. Benjamin and Climie combining 2 and 3 in the order. High school teammates as well. Of course, Sam went off to Houston Christian University. Cade has been at Blinn Junior College. And the pitch. That is low for a ball, 3-0. But both went to Seven Lakes High School down in Katy, Texas. Cade actually started his collegiate career at Temple College, another strong JUCO program, and the 3-0 up and in, a four-pitch walk to Climie. So hit by a pitch in the first inning, and appears as though he's no worse for wear. He was tended to, although that may have been because it was in a tender area of the arm, and again, you get hit in the arm and it avoids the elbow pad, you can lose feeling in your hand for a bit, so just want to make sure it returned. It did. And now at first base with one out, with Daniel Ortiz at the plate, who sliced a single to center field his first time up. First pitch low, ball one. 1-0 West Virginia, top of the third. Hit count even at 2 in this one. There has not been an error yet in this game. Womble sets, glove away from the body at the letters, and the pitch in tight, and Ortiz quickly draws his hands back. Ball two, 90 on the fastball there. And the throw on a first, attempted pickoff, gets away, rattles around the fence. Climie gets up, hustles to second, and that will be the first error of the night. E1 on the errant pickoff attempt. So now Climie in scoring position with one out. And again, that's Roman Kuntz's first game at first base for the Black Bears this year, his first game at all for the Black Bears. So trying to establish those lines of communication, it can be difficult enough between pitcher and catcher when they're just meeting each other. I was talking to Knox Preston about that before the game. As Ortiz, a grounder on to short, picked up by Wentz, throw on to first in time. A little bit of a hollow sound to that one, and Ortiz will have to check whether that bat is still in one piece. Fryme remains at second, two down here in the top of the third, and now Derek Wiley, the batter. Wiley struck out looking in the first. And now the first pitch to him here, a strike. Slider on the inner half of the plate. Wiley, the right-handed hitter. Womble, the right-handed pitcher. Oh, and 2 the count as Wiley swings and misses. Climby takes off for third. The pitch in tight for a ball throw down to third in time. Tag applied. And the caught stealing will end the inning. So Wiley will lead off the fourth with a fresh count. But the Spikes with no runs, no hits, one error, nobody left on base. 2.5 gone, 1-0 Black Bears on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m. Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com. Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
First pitch of the bottom of the third inning. Strike over the outer range to Jarrett Ford, ninth place hitter in the West Virginia order. Right-handed hitting center fielder. Ben Harris delivers the 0-1. It's lifted foul. First base side onto the concourse. 0-2 the count to Ford, the native of Decatur, Georgia, out of Young Harris College, Division II school. And the 0-2. Grounded on to third, scooped up by Ortiz, sets throw across the diamond in time, and there's one away. 1-0 West Virginia here in the bottom of the third, middle game of a three-game series here. We'll play tomorrow at 1 p.m. I'll be on with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health at approximately 12:45 to get you started. And then after the afternoon matchup, Spikes will motor home, have an off day on the schedule Monday, and then be back at it Tuesday, 6:35 p.m. against the Williamsport Crosscutters on Walking Taco Tuesday. Tickets are available now at statecollegespikes.com. You can hit up the salsa stand just like my broadcast partner Steve Jones does. Maybe you can be the customer of the week. Break his stronghold on that as a 1-0 to Riley Priest. Grounded hard to the right side, past the diving Luna into right center field. And Priest, who flied out to right his first time up, notches the Black Bears' third hit of the night and his first. Priest, since joining the Black Bears, is 2 for 2 in steal attempts. And now here's Jordan Rogers who lifted one 416 feet over the left field fence and onto the road beyond, with cars driving, I might add, for a solo homer, his first for West Virginia. Last time up, he takes a ball down and away. So start off this at bat. Middle infield at double play depth. Spikes have turned four on the ground officially in the first 10 games. A throw on to first. Diving back in is Priest. And again, Harris is a somewhat of a veteran among the pitchers here. Someone who makes his return to the spikes this year after three outings last year. Knows holding runners is key and throws on to first again. And again, here in the MLB Draft League, there is no maximum amount of mound disengagements, and in a lot of cases the collegiate rule is what is at hand. There's 1-0. There goes Priest. The pitch is a strike, and the throw to second. A bit of a double clutch by Jackson that affected the throw. Tried to get it out quickly but could not, and it comes up short as Priest does steal the bag.
That's his stolen base.
Again, no maximum amount of mound disengagements, no reset of the count with the advancement. But the NCAA rule is you can throw as many times as you want to a base, but you have to actually throw there. You can only step off the rubber once per at bat and not release the throw to a base, which is why a lot of times you will see, particularly in a situation like this, runner on second, when a pitcher wants to hold a runner, they'll almost throw the lollipop throw to second. They're holding them on. They don't really want to make a throw and make an attempt at a pickoff. But they are embracing the letter of the law, so to speak, as the breaking ball down and away. 2-2 the count. I mean, some pitchers, you'll see it over to first as well. There are pitchers who get those John Lester-type yips at all levels of the game, and so just the lollipop throw to first is good for them to hold runners on. And the 2-2 fastball swung on and missed strike three. Rogers down on strikes, so Harris comes back with his fourth K of the evening. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Two down in the bottom of the third, and here is Roman Kuntz. Morehead State's all-time single-season home run and RBI record holder. And he swings the breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Actually, that's the changeup from Harris, 81 miles an hour, but a good amount of drop to it with the spin taken out of it, which is what makes it the changeup. It's thrown usually the same way as the fastball, but different grip to take that spin out of it. And here's a cue ball on to second off the bat of Kuntz. A scoop by Luna, throw to first just in time. Kuntz hurrying down the line. But the out is made 4-3, and the side retired in the bottom of the third. No runs, a hit, one runner left for West Virginia. Black Bears still out in front, 1-0 as we go to the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or take out is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Womble wasted no time warming up here in the top of the fourth inning as the 0-1 to Wiley is cued foul, but time was called, or cued on the left side, but time was called before the pitch, so that will not count. Wiley will get a reprieve. Would have been a ground out, but a ball escaped the bullpen in right field, or was out there from outfield warm-up, so first pitch was delivered. It was a strike on the inner half, and would have been a ground out for Wiley, but he goes back to home plate. Derek back up to the plate with a fresh count at the start of this inning after striking out looking in the first. A caught stealing ended the third. Womble sets. Righty-righty matchup and the true 0-1 pitch. Sharp grounder onto short and underneath Wentz's mitt and into left field. He tried to field it on the hop and it caught him a little bit. As he went up high to field it, the ball dove low, and we'll see what the ruling is on that one. But Wiley is aboard, taking full advantage of the reprieve, and it will be ruled as an E6 on Wentz. So Wiley will not get credit for the base hit out of it, but he is safely at first for Brylan West, who walked his first time up. And the pitch homeward. That's a strike. At the knees with the breaking ball. 0-1 the count. Christian Womble, they're told, they're lifting the reins off him here. He is going to go as long as he can in this one. Womble has thrown 55 pitches, and his 56th is a breaking ball low for ball one. 32 of them have been for strikes. 1-0 lead for West Virginia here in the top of the fourth. Black Bears have out-hit the spikes 3-2, and now two errors for West Virginia as well. None so far for the Spikes. And before the 1-1, time is called. Wiley resumes a short lead off first. West waiting in the right-handed batter's box. Brylan out of FIU, Florida International University, in the pitch. That is low for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Womble gets the shine from Spence. The righty delivers, and that is cued foul first base shine, deflecting into the West Virginia dugout. Brylan West, a native of Tampa, Florida. At FIU this year, he hit .333 with a .454 on base percentage. 16 doubles, 11 homers, 42 RBIs in 51 games. And the pitch, that's low for a ball. He was at South Florida State College in 2023, a .411 batting average, 10 homers, 56 RBIs, and 55 games then. Last summer, played for the Duluth Huskies in the Northwoods League, 38 RBIs and 45 games there. And there, a grounder smoked underneath the middle of the diving Kuntz into right field. Wiley was in motion on the play, and he moves on to third as a result. Now that one will be a base hit. That one was hard hit along the ground, a diving attempt by Kuntz, but would have been very tough to get to that one. And now runners at the corners, nobody out. And Jake Mumaw, the batter, the left-handed hitting shortstop, struck out in the second. And there is action in the West Virginia bullpen, but it's paused momentarily now. As the first pitch to Mumaw is up, or rather down low, ball one, 89 on the fastball from Womble. Again, Womble out of Jackson State. Move on from Florida Gulf Coast. The pitch, that's low for a ball. Wiley leading off third. West off first. And the 2-0 pitch. Fastball low, 3-0. Trying to get Mumaw to swing. Jake struck out on three pitches first time up, but I think he learned something from that. Womble was trying to draw swings from him. Jake's not fishing for him now. The 3-0 takes this one all the way. A strike upstairs. Upper reaches of the zone. 3-1. And the pitch. There goes West. Swung on and missed. Throw down to second. A bouncing throw gets into center field. Wiley comes in to score from third. West on to third base now, and we're tied at one. So it's strike two to Moomaw on the swing, but West will get credit for the steal of second, and then the errant throw into center will bring Wiley home and send West on for the extra base. It is the third error of the night for the Black Bears. And now the go-ahead run, less than 90 feet away, as West leads. 3-2, the count to Moomaw. The pitch by Womble, and Moomaw sends this one into left center field. That will plate the go-ahead run. The ball rolling all the way to the wall. Moomaw around second and thinking about third, but he'll hold up and dive back in with an RBI double, and the Spikes take a 2-1 lead. And this is the State College squad we saw last weekend at Medler Field at Lebrano Park with a sweep of the Black Bears. West Virginia opens the door just a bit, and the Spikes, they don't just stroll. They walk with a purpose on through there, and two runs already, and now another runner in scoring position, nobody out. And it looks like David Carpenter will make a change on the mound. Christian Womble has been mostly in relief, but started this one. He's gone three-plus so far. Now, the signal has not been made for the change, but now David Carpenter will take the baseball, and we'll have the identity of the new West Virginia Black Bears pitcher, as well as the remainder of this fourth inning, the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. And we'll be back with more after this call of the bullpen on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch, hit, and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com. The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
We remind you, it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. And a pitching change for West Virginia will be right-hander Kobe Bodawan. Now on for the Black Bears. Bodawan out of Bo Porter Academy. He is 19 years old, 6'8", 230 pounds, a native of Sugarland, Texas, the Houston area, plentiful with talent, Bodawan no exception, and it's a bit of a role reversal from last Friday's meeting at Medler Field at Lebrano Park between these two teams, because in that game, Bodawan started and Womble came in afterwards, but Bodawan did not record an out his last time against the Spikes and was charged with seven runs, six of them earned on four hits and two walks. Womble came in after him with three innings, not charged with any runs, and Bodawan in the season has made a total of two appearances. He has two-thirds of an inning in total. He has not yet recorded a strikeout, but he is called upon here with a runner on second, no outs, to face Carson Luna, 18 years old, also from Houston. And the first pitch, a ball upstairs. Luna struck out back in the second against Womble. We'll get to the line on Womble, which is not yet complete, in a moment. He's responsible for the runner on second, Jake Moomaw. And the 1-0 pitch upstairs, ball two. Three-plus innings for Womble. He faced three batters here in the fourth but did not record an out. Four hits against him. Two runs so far. They are not going to be both earned. But it remains to be seen how many of them will be and if that count will increase on the run column. The 2-0, breaking ball, strike upstairs, 2-1. Two walks for Womble, one hit batsman, five strikeouts, 66 pitches, 37 of them for strikes. Well, the Spikes have now taken a 2-1 lead here in the top of the fourth, and the 2-1 pitch to Luna up and away with a fastball at 88. 3-1 the count. And you can see that Bodawan is a bit of a raw talent right now. 19-year-old youngster, but he is 6'8", and as the old adage goes, you can't teach height. You can certainly teach him to pitch, and I think that's what major league teams are going to be looking at is the 3-1 fastball upstairs, ball four, and Luna draws the walk. Mumaugh remains at second. Still nobody out here on the top of the fourth for Manny Jackson. The Spikes catcher singled in the second. One of four hits so far for the Spikes in the game, and there is more action, by the way, in the West Virginia bullpen. I think David Carpenter realizes trying to give Bodawan an opportunity here, but he realizes that he might have to go back to the bullpen pretty soon. And the pitch to Jackson, who turns on it and fouls it deep to right field onto the grassy hill filled with that wire grass you might see it down at Pinehurst number 2 this weekend. But that one's going to be lost in the weeds. Won't be able to play that one out. 0-1 to Jackson. And Bodawan delivers. Upstairs for a ball. Manny out of Norfolk State University, a Spartan. A native, though, of Coral Gables, Florida, which is, of course, where the University of Miami is located. One ball, one strike, first and second, nobody out. Middle infield is a double play depth for West Virginia. Black Bears have turned six double plays on the ground this year, but the 1-1 floats high, two balls and a strike. Manny actually started his collegiate career at Eastern Kentucky before going to Norfolk State. He spent 2 years there, and Norfolk State actually plays its Division I baseball in the Northeast Conference. 2-1. In tight for a ball, 3-1. Their usual conference, the one they're a member of in nearly every other sport, the Mideastern Athletic Conference, doesn't have enough programs to field a full-fledged conference, so Norfolk State in the NEC, and Jackson this year hit 330 with three homers, 30 RBIs in 52 games. He swings at the 3-1 pitch, fouls it off behind home. It goes onto the roof above us. And the count is full at 3-2. 2-1 Spikes, top of the fourth, looking for more. Still nobody out. Last vestiges of the sunshine against the center field wall, and that broken bat foul, the ball will go onto the grassy hill again. The barrel of the bat flew towards first base, and luckily it was out of everybody's way. Carson Luna picks it up, hands it off to Darnell Sweeney, Spikes hitting coach, inspecting that piece of lumber. And he'll now hand it off to the Black Bears bench, and I think they're just going to go ahead and toss it in the circular file here before they'll take a look as well. They'll take a look to see anything in it, but Manny Jackson just handed off the nub of the handle that was still in his hands, traded it for a new bat, and the count is full at 3-2. Jackson delivers, and this one smoked foul first base side. Bat remains in one piece this time. And if nothing else, Kobe Bodawan has sheared one bat this evening. Still a 3-2 count. Bodawan gets the sign, sets at the midsection. The pitch upstairs, ball four. So he has come into the game and issued back-to-back walks to load the bases for Trayson Hughes, the right fielder. And Hughes 0-2 so far tonight. Fly out to left and a strikeout in his first two at-bats against Womble. Again, the book not yet closed on the right-handed starter. Because Jake Mumaugh, who is now at third base, was put on by Womble. Well, looking through the Spikes record book right now. There have been, so far, 17 Grand Slams in Spikes history. Brennan DeRigge had the last one in August of last year. The pitch in tight for a ball, 1-0. Marcus Paige is on that list. Major leaguers like Lars Nootbaar, Andy Young, David Washington did it twice. He's the only Spike with two Grand Slams, one of which was a walk-off back in 2013. The pitch in tight for a ball, 2-0. Ironically, it was back-to-back years on the 4th of July at home as Spike had a Grand Slam. David Washington in 2013, Jake Stone in 2014. No relation to the current director of player development for Penn State baseball. 2-0. Fastball, and that's a strike. Right at the letters. And respectful applause for Beaudoin breaking a schneid, delivering a strike. Now 2-1. Bases are loaded, nobody out. And the 6-8 righty delivers. Upstairs a ball. Nice job by Spence to snare that one out of the air. 3-1 the count. Alex Dickerson, another big leaguer, also delivered a grand slam for the Spikes. Three and one the count. The pitch. In tight, ball four, and that will bring in one run as Mumaugh comes in to score. Luna to third, Jackson to second, an RBI for Hughes, and a 3-1 lead for State College. So that will close the book on Womble. And it'll be three runs against him, two of them earned. On four hits, two walks, a hit batsman, five strikeouts in three innings, and David Carpenter's coming out to the mound, and I think he was looking to see what Beaudoin could perhaps do in this situation. And again, Kobe still very much a raw talent. Carp is a great guy to work with him, but there'll be other opportunities for him. A pitching change to be made, the second one of the inning for the West Virginia Black Bears here in the top of the fourth inning. Spike still with the bases loaded. Still nobody out. Now leading 3-1. And we'll have the identity of the new West Virginia pitcher in the rest of the fourth inning for you after this here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
So another pitching change for West Virginia here in the top of the fourth, and the third hurler of the inning is left-hander Ethan Sloan, the Aurora, Colorado native, Denver area, out of Regis University. He is 21 years old, will turn 23 in August, 5'11", 190 pounds. Sloan is making his second appearance for the Black Bears. He earned the victory with three innings in which he did not allow a run nor hit. Nine batters faced, all nine retired, five via strikeout. And that took place just three nights ago at Williamsport. So now with the bases loaded, no outs, he's in to face Samuel Benjamin. 0-for-2 in this game, but Sam looking for a hit to extend his streak to 11 games. Currently the longest active streak in the MLB Draft League, the only one in double digits right now. 3-1 lead for the Spikes here on the top of the fourth. And the 1-0 to Benjamin. Down and away, and it gets away from Spence. Kicked off the leg pad, and coming in to score is Luna. That'll be a wild pitch. Jackson moves to third, Hughes to second. And the run will be charged to Kobe Bodawan. Officially, no innings, no hits, three walks. 18 pitches, six strikes. And he is responsible for both of the remaining runners on base now with a 2-0 count to Benjamin. The left-hander Sloan out of the stretch delivers. And Benjamin sends this one high to right center field and deep. And this one will go off the base of the wall. Coming in to score is Jackson. Hughes getting waved around third by Tim Battle. He will score as well. And Samuel Benjamin extends his hitting streak to an MLB Draft League best, 11 games in resounding fashion. A wall ball, two-run double to extend the Spikes' lead to 6-1. And that'll close the book on Bodawan. And again, a very raw product, but you can see the obvious talent there. And hopefully, when he goes to the next level, which he will, he'll be able to get developed a little more and realize his full potential. Now here's Cade Climie now, the DH. Officially 0-for-0. He was hit by a pitch on the arm in the first inning, but again, looks to be no worse for wear right now. He walked in the third inning. Takes ball one outside. Benjamin leading off second. Pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1. By the way, Benjamin's double, 104 miles an hour off the bat. Another hard hit. Extra base hit for Sammy Benjamin, who continues to be among the MLB Draft League's leaders in a myriad of categories. 1-1 to Climie, fouled back to the screen. 1-2. All six Spikes runs have come here in the fourth inning. There's still nobody out. Three of the Spikes, five hits in this inning. There have been two West Virginia errors that have helped things along. Black Bears scored in the first on the 416-foot solo shot by Jordan Rogers, but now the Spikes are really turning things around. And again, as the 1-2 comes in low, blocked by Spence, this is what the Spikes did last weekend to the Black Bears. I mean, a combined total of 38 runs, 50 hits in the weekend across three games. And this is what happened. And Benjamin will take off for third. The 2-2 to Climie fouled away, first base side. Now what Sam is on the lookout for here that he encountered last night, Benjamin had a clean steal of second base. But when you're sliding on an entirely turf field as it is here at Kendrick Family Ballpark, you've got to account for the fact that it's a little more slick than the dirt, so you are going to overslide if you're not careful. That's what happened to Sam. He overslid the base and got tagged out. On the overslide, 2-2. Fastball just missed low, and boy, was that close. But Sloan does not get the benefit of the doubt, and the count runs full to Cade Climie. The barest breeze rolling through the flags beyond the Spikes bullpen in left field. And the payoff pitch to Climie, fouled back to the screen. And the eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up as the truck's rolling through on University Town Center Drive. Looks like a couple of motorcycle racing trucks in for an event. Taking off again is Benjamin in the 3-2, foul to the first base concourse. Second time that Sam has taken off, and boy, has he got a great jump. He would have had third base easy both times. Heck, I think on both of these occasions, he would have been able to overslide and still get back to the base in plenty of time. And he'll stretch out, leading off second now is Sloan. Set. First base side of the slab, another 3-2 to climbing. Again, he fouls it back to the screen. This will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat coming up as Cade Climie with a tremendous at-bat here against Ethan Sloan, who, of course, just came into the game. Benjamin with a somewhat rude greeting for him, but a two-run wall ball double, which extended the hitting streak. I say that facetiously. Samuel Benjamin, by the way, is one of those guys. He is never rude. Terrific individual leading off second. Another 3-2 to Climie, and low and away, ball four. He works a 10-pitch walk, reaching base for the third time tonight. And now first and second for Daniil Ortiz, the third baseman, 1-for-2, singled in the first inning, grounded out to short in the third. I think Black Bears fans are sort of just looking around right now saying, where are we going to get the first out of the inning? Six runs already crossing the plate for State College in this frame. And Sloan to the plate, and Ortiz swinging a miss. Slider that just dove right out of the zone. That's a good pitch from Ethan Sloan, the left-hander. Strike one. Tim Battles getting that shoulder workout in this inning. Over at third base, and he wants more. An 0-1 pitch to Ortiz. Upstairs a ball. 90 on the fastball. Evens it up 1-1. Lights have been on around the ballpark here since the start of the game, and just now, really, they're starting to become apparent, even though there's plenty of sunlight still in evidence here. 1-1. Down and in, and it gets past Spence to the backstop. Runners move up to second and third. Second wild pitch of the inning for Sloan. And now the throw back to the pitcher. Sloan got away briefly, but able to corral it, or he and new first baseman Roman Kuntz. I say new meaning just today. He's played the start of the game, but just joining the Black Bears yesterday. And things have really done a 180 for the Spikes. The bats were sedate, but Black Bears opened the door, and the Spikes barge right through. Now the 2-1 to Ortiz. Swing and a miss on the fastball, 2-2. It was the 17th pitch already for Sloan. He is facing his third batter. Of course, 10 of those pitches against Cade Climie, who is now at second. Samuel Benjamin leading off third. The 2-2. Fastball and a called strike three on the outer half, and that was a good call. Ortiz, none too pleased, but it is the first strikeout for Ethan Sloan. It is the first out of the inning, and it was recorded against the ninth batter to come to the plate here in the fourth. Now Derek Wiley, who led off reaching on an error, comes up. He later was able to score on an errant attempt to throw out Brylan West at second. He laces this one to right center field for extra bases. This is going to take two hops to the wall. Benjamin scores. Climbing around third will stroll in. And Derek Wiley gets into the act. A two-run double of his own. And great to see Derek Wiley's bat activated here in the fourth. It's 8-1 State College. Now, the Spikes have had some big scoring nights already this year, but they've never scored this many in an inning. Eight so far, and again, still only one out. Meanwhile, a couple of the Spikes pitchers hurrying in from the bullpen in left, Tyler Boudreaux and Jason Flores coming down to the dugout now. They had to double time it. Rylan West was just waiting to get up there and hustled up to the plate. But the pitcher's in the dugout now. First pitch to West. Fastball high and away, ball one. Wiley leading off second. A 1-0 delivery swung on and missed. Time to go on the fastball. It's 1-1. 102 miles an hour off the bat of Wiley for the double. Set by Sloan, the 1-1. And this one grounded back underneath the feet of Sloan, but taken in by the second baseman Rogers. Throw to first is in time to retire West. Wiley moves to third, and that's the second out of the inning. Sloan had to do some fancy footwork to get out of the way, but he did. And now, and Jake Muma, the shortstop, now up. He doubled for the first big hit of many in this inning. Five hits in total for the Spikes. Three of them have been for extra bases. All right, I checked that. Four hits in the inning, half for extra bases. I was going to say it's six total for the game. Again, we're still just in the top of the fourth. First pitch low and away for a ball to Muma. Runner on third, two down, the pitch. That's foul, third base side off the facade of the suite level and bouncing back down to the first row behind the Spikes dugout, third base side. Nice grab made by a fan, and he flips the ball to a youngster in a Black Bears cap a few seats down from him. 1-1. Up and in, and Muma does the limbo to get out of the way. Actually has to steady himself with his left hand and rises back up. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. Muma fouls it away. Third base side, 2-2 the count. Well, Ramada out of town scoreboard. Elsewhere in the MLB Draft League, both of the other games are further along. Of course, neither of the other two games that were on the schedule last night got played. The Spikes and the Black Bears were the only teams to officially play a game last night as the 2-2 fastball is called. Strike three on the outer half. And Nick Muma with a very short discussion with Chris Edenfield, who just wants to explain where that pitch was at. And Muma will head back to the dugout. Sloan recording his second strikeout, team seventh. But the Spikes send 12 batters to the plate here in the fourth inning. Eight of them score on four hits, two errors, and one runner left on base. A snowman for the Spikes in the fourth. It's 8-1 as we go to the bottom half on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
This summer, you do you. Only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Eight runs, two pitching changes, four hits in the top half of that inning, which took about a half hour to complete. Ben Harris has had a long layup, but he's come right back, delivered two strikes to start the bottom of the fourth, and Jack O'Dowd's swing on the 0-2 pitch is lined foul, first base side. Ronnie Whiting will chase that one down as the first base umpire. Well, he might be first place when all said and done as well. But 0-2 the count to Dowd, and it's an 8-1 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth. A snowman in the top half of the line score is the 0-2 delivered high, ball one. O'Dowd struck out swinging against Harris in the first. And Harris had five innings his first outing and showing no signs that he's going to slow up here. Despite the downtime, is the 1-2 fouled off the facade of the sweet level third base side. Back down to the crowd below. 75 on the curveball. Now Harris gets the sign from Manny Jackson in the pitch. Upstairs, ball two. So now it's 8 runs, 6 hits, no errors for State College. 1 run, 3 hits, 3 errors for West Virginia. Samuel Benjamin has extended his hitting streak out to 11 games, the best in the league. Rounder on to second, scooped up by Carson Luna, slings it over to first in time, one gone in the bottom of the fourth. Opening up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard officially in the MLB Draft League tonight, Mahoning Valley all over Trenton. 9-1 the score at Trenton Thunder Ballpark in the Scrappers' favor. They're in the top of the seventh, and Mahoning Valley's been on a surge. They dropped 2 out of 3 to start the season at Williamsport, but they have been maybe the strongest team in the MLB Draft League since. The only team that's ahead of them in the standings is the Williamsport Crosscutters, and they are trailing 12-5 to Frederick right now in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Brody Black, a strike on the outer half. Next offering swung on and missed. 88 miles an hour, another fastball, and it's 0-2. Ben Harris doing a nice job working ahead of the hitters in this game. And the 0-2. Fastball high and away. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. That one a breaking ball that kicks away from Jackson, but nobody on. Simply ball two. Next offering called, strike three, changeup on the inner half of the plate, and Black becomes the fifth batter struck out by Ben Harris tonight. The K brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Two down, and here is Joey Spence, the catcher, struck out against Harris swinging in the second. And the pitch, that's a strike, 88 miles an hour, nicked the outer edge. Next offering, called strike, breaking ball at the knees, 0-2, and Spence not pleased at all on that one. Stepped out of the box momentarily, and a brief stare at Chris Edenfield before he gets back in. Now the 0-2 pitch, lined over the leaping shortstop, Jake Mumon to left center field, and rounding first is Spence, and the crowd behind him there, I think they were a little disbelieving of strike two, and they were appreciative that Spence did not let it affect him. That is Spence's first hit of the game. It is the Black Bears' fourth, although they have not had more than one in any inning so far. Dalton Wentz had one of those hits back in the second inning, a double. Throw on to first to keep Spence on. Again, Spence will not be a stolen base threat per se, but this is to keep him as close to first base as possible. Wentz still hitting as a lefty against the righty Harris, and the pitch swung on and missed. A mighty cut by the Amherst County High School product. And it's 0-1. A native of Lynchburg, Virginia, Wentz will not turn 19 years old until July 28th. Down and away for a ball, 1-1 the count, which makes the numbers he's been able to put up so far. A .261 batting average, a .500 on base percentage entering tonight's game, all the more impressive. Throw on to first, diving back in is Spence. And again, you look at some of the 18, 19-year-olds playing here in the MLB Draft League. You might look, you might see, well, the numbers are not necessarily hitting 300-400. But remember, they're taking a leap up here. They're playing against guys who are 22, 23 years old. And here is a fly ball deep to right field off the bat of Wentz. The warning track chasing it down in front of the 375 markers, Trayson Hughes. And the inning is over. Now, Wentz gave it a ride, but Ben Harris puts up another goose egg in the fourth. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base. The lone West Virginia run continues to be on Jordan Rogers' solo shot in the first. But now we move to the fifth, and the Spikes are leading 8-1 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the fifth inning, and Ethan Sloan, the left-hander who finished out the fourth for the Black Bears, recorded all three outs in the inning, allowing his first runs of the year in the process, will face the 8-9-1 batters here in the fifth. Carson Luna, Manny Jackson, and Trayson Hughes, starting with Luna, 18 years old himself, future Texas Longhorn. He'll be headed to Austin in the fall, but 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored in this game. And the first pitch from Sloan to Luna, lefty versus righty, foul back to the pitch timer behind home. 0-1 the count, but those timers, the visible clocks back there are specifically arranged so that they can take a foul ball. Maybe not several foul balls, but a foul ball is fine. And they are padded on the outside of them as well as the pitch upstairs for a ball 1-1. And, of course, that is the trend. It's actually in the Major League Baseball standards for many ballparks that all walls must have padding of some type. The 1-0 lined softly to the shortstop, Wentz for the out. I should say all new walls put in, or new thing, facets like the pitch timers must be padded. Here's Manny Jackson, the catcher. Singled in the second inning, walked and scored in the fourth. And, of course, one of the things that is a standard in Major League Baseball itself, the bullpens must be beyond the outfield wall, which they are here at Monongalia County Ballpark. That's fouled back to the screen, 0-1. And so when Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field hosts the MLB Little League Classic each year, those bullpens also behind the fences in left and right field, respectively. The 0-1 popped up foul into the seats third base side. Well, there goes a cup holder. Common hazard with the foul balls going into group of seats. A fly ball plummeting at sometimes over 100 miles an hour, the cup holder stands no chance. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Sloan records his third strikeout. He has now retired four straight batters. And here's Trayson Hughes, and Hughes is officially 0-for-2, a fly on the strikeout, but his bases loaded walk in the fourth inning. helped get things going in that big 8-run frame for the Spikes. Puts them out in front 8-1 here in the top of the fifth. Lefty-lefty matchup, and Hughes punches this one the other way. A fair ball just inside the left field line, rolling to the corner. And Trayson Hughes will throttle down, slide into second with a two-out double. And for Trayson, that is his second double of the season, his third extra base hit. And the Spikes are in business with a runner in scoring position and two outs. And want to say hello as well to all the members of Trayson Hughes' family listening in tonight. Trayson doing quite well now, reaching base for the second time. And now left fielder Riley Priest, he is hustling towards the first base dugout. The umpire is asking what's going on. He's pointing, I think he pointed to his sunglasses or the top of his head, his eye area. It might be the eyes. He might have got dirt in the contact lens or something like that. And, well, he is going to, he set his glove on the top of the dugout, and now he is hustling down the warning track on the right side to the entrances to the clubhouses. And the members of the Black Bears bullpen will let him into the West Virginia side to go into that clubhouse, and might have new lenses in the clubhouse area in his locker, so he will retrieve those. And a brief, we believe to be lenses delay. It's a delay of some sort for some piece of equipment that Riley Priest will need here for the remainder of the game, as he was able to cleanly field the ball in the left field corner and make the throw to the infield, but Hughes with enough behind it to have a double in hand with room to spare. But while we wait, we remind you that the Spikes are back home Tuesday night, 6:35 p.m. to take on the Williamsport Crosscutters. Then they'll face the Cutters again at 6:35 p.m. at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, Wednesday night. Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, the debut of a new member of the Daily Fan Value Promotions lineup. Get half-price hot dogs, country store brand hot dogs, all game long, and enjoy half-price wine from Seven Mountains Wine Cellars from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Tickets for that game, as well as all the games remaining on the Spikes 2024 home schedule, are available now at statecollegespikes.com. And in impressive time, Priest hurries back from the clubhouse, grabs his mitt from the top of the dugout wall, and quickly out to left field, like the Flash. In the meantime, Ethan Sloan tossing some warm-ups just to keep ready while we had the equipment delay here. And Sloan is good to go now. Brees ensconced in left field. Brees actually walked towards the Spikes bullpen now, where there is some stirring. I think he was sort of explaining the situation to everybody out there. But Trayson Hughes with a two-out double leads off second, and now Samuel Benjamin to the plate. A wall ball double to right center brought in two runs in the fourth inning. As part of that big inning, extended his hit streak to 11 games. He's 1-for-3. Lefty-lefty matchup here, and Benjamin sends this one into right center field for a two-out single that'll bring in Trayson Hughes. Big turn at first for Sam. He thought about going to second, but the throw there in time to hold him there. But Samuel Benjamin with his third RBI of the night, his 14th of the season to lead the MLB Draft League. It's 9-1 State College. That'll bring Cade Climey to the plate, the DH, without an official at-bat this evening. But he has been walked twice and hit by a pitch. He has scored a run. And he is in the right-handed box now, and Sloan, the left-hander, delivers. Fastball for a strike on the outer edge to start this AB. 9 runs on 8 hits now for the Spikes, and Benjamin has a pair of them as he leads off first base. Pitch here is a strike on the outer edge, 0-2. Now, 2 strikes, 2 outs. If the game were not 9-1 at this point, I'd say it's virtually a lock Samuel Benjamin would take off here. He still may. As Sloan looking at him, the left-hander will go to the plate. Sam stays put at first, and the 0-2 fastball is low for ball one. Well, Sloan had three perfect innings for the win against Williamsport a few days ago, but he won't factor in the decision tonight. The Spikes were able to touch him up a bit in the fourth, notch another run here in the fifth, and the 1-2 fouled off the top of the grass berm back out to the field of play. The ball goes into right field, and Brody Black will scoop that up, and he'll eventually toss it into the West Virginia bullpen. 1-2 the count. Benjamin resumes his lead. Sloan sets at the belt. Deep breath. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss on the high fastball. And Sloan has his fourth strikeout of the night. But the Spikes add another run on a pair of two-out hits. Hughes' double. Benjamin single. Combined to bring in the run. One runner left on base in the inning. We are halfway home here at Kendrick Family Ballpark. It is State College 9, West Virginia 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch, hit, and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and Ben Harris back on the mound. If he gets three more outs, he will be in prime position to be the winning pitcher in this game. The Spikes leading 9-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch of the inning is fouled back by Josiah Chavez, the DH. Next offering, a breaking ball high and away, and Manny Jackson returns the ball to Harris, who kind of taps himself. I think he was looking for that to be placed a little lower. 1-1 now to Chavez. Swing and a miss. Changeup drops out of the zone. 1-2 the count. Chavez is 0-1 with a strikeout looking against Harris in the second. And Ben Harris, aside from the solo homer he allowed to Jordan Rogers in the first inning, has largely sidestepped any trouble here. 1-2. Fastball outside. 2-2 the count. He's not allowed more than one hit in any inning. And the 2-2. Grounder to the left side. Shortstop Jake Mumaugh will pick it up. Throw to first in time. One away. And Daniel Ortiz actually was away from the bag at third, playing the left-handed hitter to pull. He almost cut it off, but left it for Mumaugh for the 6-3 put out. One gone, bottom of the fifth. 9 runs, 8 hits for the Spikes. 8 of those runs in a huge fourth inning. Here's Jarrett Ford now, center fielder 0-1, grounded out to third in the third, and the pitch swung on, lifted in the air to the right field corner. Hughes ranging toward the line, raises the mitt, makes the catch, and quickly two gone in the bottom of the fifth. Ramada out of town scoreboard, updating you in the MLB Draft League. It's Ben All Frederick down in Maryland tonight, 16-5. The Keys lead the Williamsport Crosscutters, top of the seventh. And that combined with Mahoning Valley leading Trenton 9-2 top of the eighth will in all likelihood mean the Scrappers and Crosscutters are tied for first place in the MLB Draft League after tonight, and the Spikes will gain some ground as well. Up and away for a ball to Riley Priest, the switch-hitting left-hander, batting as a lefty for the third time against Harris, who forced him to fly out to right in the first inning. Single in the third. Pitch. That's a strike over the outer edge. Fastball at 88 miles an hour. 1-1 the count. Eleven first pitch strikes for Ben Harris tonight against a total of 19 hitters so far. And the 1-1 is a called strike. Fastball on the outer edge. 1-2 the count. He actually started off with a ball in this count, but has come back quickly. Now looks to put him away. The pitch. Foul back to the screen. Count remains 1-2. In the big leagues, the Mariners leading the Rangers 4-1, bottom of the fifth. Red Sox up 5-2 on the Yankees, top of the fifth inning in Boston. Although DJ LeMahieu does have a home, or a two-run single, I should say, for the Yanks to produce their runs. Rafael Devers with a two-run double for Boston. Pitch low and away for a ball, 2-2. Next offering from Harris might have slipped out of the hand there as it goes low and away and deflects off Jackson's mitt. Simply ball three, though. Nobody on base. Two outs. Bottom of the fifth. 9-1 State College. Full count to Priest. Harris looks in for the sign, looking to finish off his fifth inning of work, and the breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. Actually went changeup that time. It just broke low off the 83-mile-an-hour spinless rate, nearly spinless delivery. And the strikeout is the sixth of the night for Ben Harris, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. If you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience, please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Three up, three down for the Black Bears in the fifth. We go to the sixth. 9-1 Spikes on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
West Virginia makes a pitching change here in the top of the sixth inning as Hunter Hodges enters the game. He is the reigning MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Week. And Hodges, a native of Wilmington, North Carolina, out of TCU, impressive in the early going here in the MLB Draft League. He has made three appearances, no record, a 1.29 ERA, 2-for-2 in save opportunities. In seven innings of work, he's allowed one run on two hits, 16 strikeouts to five walks, an 0.87 opponent's batting average. And Ortiz, Daniel Ortiz, steps in to start off against him here in the sixth, 1-for-3 on the night. And he swings on the first pitch and smacks it towards center field. Drops in front of Ford for a base hit. Well, Daniel Ortiz has stepped right in. Pitcher of the week or not, the MLB Draft League Player of the Week made sure he would set the tone with a 102-mile-an-hour liner off the bat. And his second hit of the night, the Spikes' ninth as a team, as the leadoff single starts the sixth. Ethan Sloan with two innings of work, four hits against him, three runs all earned, one walk, four strikeouts. Sloan with 40 pitches, 27 for strikes as his night is done. Tim Battle coming to the plate, and he is going to make a change here in the sixth inning as Derek Wiley checks out, and the newest State College Spike, Sam Erickson, checks in out of Flower Mound, Texas, Flower Mound High School. He is a Texas A&M commit. Just joined the club today. 6 foot, 205 pounds. He is will turn 19 years old next Friday. So we'll be on the road in Frederick when he goes to 19. It's at 18 right now. He takes the first pitch low for a ball. So he'll replace Derek Wiley, went 1-for-3 tonight with a two-out, two-run double. Actually, a one-out, two-run double, but still a hit he was looking for very much and racked up tonight. Great to see that. And now Erickson will get some playing time. And now Erickson is the sixth outfielder for the Spikes as he takes a breaking ball low. A supercharged slider that Hodges has. Spin rates can exceed 3,000 RPMs on it. The set by the right-hander Hodges and the 2-0 to Erickson. Swing and a miss. And Sam wielding a unique bat. It is red at the top, white in the middle, and blue near the neck of the bat. Very festive, evocative of the Central PA Fourth Fest, which is coming up with Medler Field at LeBron O' Park due to host several of the festivities. And the 2-1, a breaking ball for a strike on the inner half. 2-2. Erickson rated in the top 200 in the country by Prep Baseball Report and the top 300 in the country by Baseball America amongst 2024 MLB draft prospects. 2-2, bounced foul, third base side. Another supercharged slider from Hodges, but count remains the same. And the pitch. Down and in on Erickson. And there's at 3,000 RPMs. But the count is full at 3-2. Pitch. In tight, twirls Erickson away from the plate. That is ball four. So Sam Erickson working a walk in his very first plate appearance as a Spike. Daniil Ortiz moved to second. And here's Brylan West, the first baseman. He is 1-for-2 with a walk. He has stolen a base. He has scored a run tonight. 9-1 State College here in the top of the sixth inning. I'll just take a long look in. Now finally comes set with five on the pitch timer, but he does deliver it in time. And the first pitch fastball is a strike over the outer half. So Ortiz at second, Erickson at first. No other defensive changes aside from the mound for the Black Bears in this game. At least not to this point. The 0-1 in tight, called strike on the inner half. Talking about Erickson entering the game, Tim Battle now has six outfielders and six infielders at his disposal, as well as three catchers, so pretty much at full strength, but now the issue is going to be finding enough playing time for all of them. Enough chances to showcase themselves here as the 0-2 in the turf. Spence searching for the ball, but he finally finds it. There was no movement by the runners. Ball was at his feet the whole time, so Ortiz wasn't going to chance taking off here, not with a 9-1 lead. It's a 1-2 count to Brylan West. The set by Hodges. And the slider low. Still 2-2. The slider's not, it's not overpowering in terms of velocity. It ranges from 81 to 86 miles an hour. But again, high spin rate on it. So it can move. And the 2-2. That one gets low and away past Spence to the backstop. Runners move to second and third. So the wild pitch enabling the advancement. And now a full count to Brylan West. Still nobody out here in the top of the sixth. Take a look at more Major League scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Also a note as well that in that fifth inning, the bottom half of it, Blake Wilson checked in for Carson Luna at second base. And the 3-2 checked by West on the swing. Pitch was low, and there's no appeal on the swing. It's ball four. So back-to-back walks now to Erickson and West. Bases are loaded with nobody out for Jake Mumaugh. Been the shortstop since the start of the game. He is 1-for-3. Struck out in the second, struck out in the second plate appearance of his in the fourth, but in the first time up in the fourth inning, he doubled and later scored. And the pitch swung on, fouled third base side all the way out to the University Town Center Drive, the avenue that encircles Kendrick Family Ballpark and the Monongalia County Baseball Complex here, which the playing surface is named Wagoner Field after a donor to West Virginia University Baseball. Pitch upstairs for ball, 1-1, but Mr. Wagoner, also a former WVU baseball player, somewhat akin to Medler Field at LeBron O Park. Of course, Chuck Medler, longtime baseball coach for Penn State, and longtime athletic trainer for all sports, a U.S. Olympic team trainer as well. Pitch low and away for a ball, 2-1. And Chuck Medler, longtime baseball coach, but also serving multiple duties. And that was the case in many major collegiate athletic departments well into the 80s and 90s. Gary Williams got his start as a college assistant coach at Lafayette. He also had to coach the men's soccer team at the same time. Jim Boeheim got his start as an assistant basketball coach at Syracuse, and also had to be the head men's golf coach. Strike upstairs on Mumaugh, 2-2 the count. Actually, one of the players that Jim Boeheim had on the men's golf team at Syracuse was Steve Croft, who went on to become a reporter for 60 Minutes. 2-2, outside for a ball, 3-2. Heck, even Dean Smith was an assistant coach at the Air Force Academy before becoming a longtime head coach at North Carolina, one of the great coaches ever in college basketball. He was the men's golf coach, and he said, "I knew we were in trouble when I was a better golfer than some of the players, and I just started playing the game the previous year." Mumaugh takes called strike three on the inner half. So the first strikeout for Hunter Hodges. Bases remain loaded, one gone top of the sixth inning. And this will be Blake Wilson. Wilson, who again took over for Carson Luna at second base in the fifth inning. He will, it looked like he went in the field, but he is hitting here in the fifth inning. Maybe it is a pinch hit situation. We'll check on that, see if Blake was in there in the fifth inning or if he is just now entering the game. But Wilson reached base four times last night without the benefit of an at-bat. Three walks and a time hit by pitch. And the first offering here swung on and missed. 0-1. Wilson 1-for-23 at the plate officially, but again, nine walks in addition to that. So a 353 on base percentage. He also has a double, and we already saw Derek Wiley break a Schneid with a big two-run double in this game. Maybe Wilson can do the same with a swing. Pitch a strike on the outer edge. 0-2 the count. Set by Hodges. And here comes a supercharged slider. It dives low. Ball one. No movement by the runners. Bases are loaded. Ortiz at third. Erickson at second. West at first. And the 1-2. Chopper foul at the plate. Count remains the same. And the pitch floats in for a called strike three. Nicking the outer edge in Chris Edenfield's view. Back-to-back called strikeouts, and now Manny Jackson, the batter. Left-handed hitting catcher is one for two of the walk. He has scored a run as well. Only hit and two walks in this inning for the Spikes, but haven't plated another run yet. Still leading 9-1, though. First pitch to Jackson, way upstairs for a ball. Eight runs in the fourth, one in the fifth for the Spikes. A solo homer by Jordan Rogers in the first, the only run for the Black Bears. The 1-0 to Manny Jackson. Grounder on to first, waiting on it. Koontz takes it off the turf, goes to the bag himself, steps on it, and the inning is over. So Spikes load the bases with nobody out, do not score. One hit, three runners left on base, but it remains a 9-1 lead for State College as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, and a new pitcher on the mound for the Spikes after Ben Harris delivered five quality innings on the mound, allowing one run on four hits. The solo homer by Jordan Rogers accounting for the only run against him. No walks. He has not walked a batter yet in 10 innings. Or I checked that. He did walk three batters last time out for the Spikes. Didn't walk a batter in this outing, however, but he did record six strikeouts. Harris throwing 81 pitches, 52 for strikes, and he is in line to receive the victory right now. Another well-earned one if the Spikes can hang on to a 9-1 lead. And now in for State College is right-hander Jason Flores, a native of Garland, Texas, out of Neyman Forest High School. He also, like Carson Luna, headed to the University of Texas in the fall. And Flores has performed well for State College. 1-1 record, 5.63 is the ERA, but he has been impressive. Eight innings on the mound, five runs on six hits, five strikeouts to six walks. Only a .207 opponent's batting average, though. And he will be called upon to face the 2-3-4 hitters for West Virginia, starting with Rogers, the man who hit the solo home run in the first, but then struck out in his next plate appearance against Ben Harris. Other changes in the field, we talked about Blake Wilson, who is in at second base. But in the outfield, Sam Erickson, who pinch hit for Derek Wiley, now replaces him in left field. Tyson Bass will replace Samuel Benjamin in center field. Sam did extend his hitting streak to an MLB Draft League best 11 games tonight with a pair of hits and three runs batted in, now with 14 RBIs as a Spike, and that leads the MLB Draft League. First pitch from Jason Flores, low and away for a ball. Next offering, 94 miles an hour, ball two low and away. Also now Hayden Moore checks in to replace Trayson Hughes in right field. The 2-0 pitch upstairs, ball three. So again, Tim Battle with the balancing act of splitting playing time among six different outfielders, and the 3-0 pitch to Rogers in tight, ball four. That'll bring Roman Kuntz to the plate. The Ohio Valley Conference's all-time single-season home run and RBI leader with 31 dingers and 92 RBIs this year at Morehead State. He was the OVC Player of the Year. But again, he is 0 for 2 tonight with a fly out to left and a ground out to second. And now Flores and Manny Jackson are going to relay the lines of communication here. Jackson going out to the mound to talk things over with Flores, whose last outing was in Mahoning Valley on Tuesday night. He started that game, went four innings, allowing three runs on four hits, three walks, two hit batsmen, and one strikeout through 59 pitches in that outing. But here on a Saturday night now, comes in on in relief, and the first pitch to Kuntz is a broken bat looper out to the grass berm on the third base side. At least I thought it was a broken bat, but Kuntz is going to stay with the same bat. Had a bit of a hollow sound to it. Well, we'll see if it splits apart on this one. Flores certainly has bat-shearing power with the right arm of the pitch. Fouled third base side. Well, looks like, yeah, Kuntz bat pretty well together. He checked it a couple times, and it is good to go. Ball up and in, 1-2 now to Kuntz. Rogers leading off first. And Flores delivers. Swing and a pop-up. Third base side, foul territory over Ford. Ortiz reaches out, but it's out of his reach. Deflects off the camera well just behind the railing on that side. And Ortiz was looking to get to that ball, but still a 1-2 count to Kuntz. And the pitch, check swing. Did he go around? He did. Strike three, first base occupied, even though the ball popped out of the mitt of Manny Jackson. So no advancement available, and Kuntz is down on strikes. The first K for Jason Flores tonight. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. One down and Jacko down the batter. Seven strikeouts for the Spikes as a team now. Six for Ben Harris to no walks. And now Jason Flores with his first, and he delivers fastball that is swung on and missed for a strike. Go one. Next offering, O'Dowd sends it into the air. Right field, in between ball, second baseman Wilson out, and he can't get to it, but picks the ball up, throw to second, in time for the force play, as Rogers was hung up between first and second, waiting to see if the ball would drop, and Wilson, he made a legitimate effort at it. The infield fly rule was not in force, but Wilson took the hop off the turf, it went straight back into his mitt, and he's able to set and fire it to Jake Mumoff for the 4-6 force out. And so it'll be a fielder's choice for O'Dowd. And two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning is Brody Black. Swing of the first pitch, grounds it up the middle into center field. A base hit for Black. That's the fifth of the night for the Black Bears. But again, they have not had more than one in any inning. Joey Spence now the batter. Spence, the catcher, is 1-for-2. Struck out in the second inning. Singled in the fourth. And the first pitch to Spence, a strike. Fastball at 95. Well, we'll call it nicking the outer edge. Might be a bit generous, but it is strike one. And Spence will have to deal with that as Flores looks to second. The pitch homeward, driven foul, third base side. That goes over some of the fans who are meandering along the concourse area out toward the left field foul pole. There were fireworks here after the game last night, but the Spikes have brought the fireworks tonight. 9-1 to State College in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the 0-2 to Spence swung on a miss, strike three. No, he foul tipped it, and it popped out of the mitt of Manny Jackson. So it remains an 0-2 count. And prolongs the at-bat as Spence stands in the left-handed batter's box. First and second, two down. Flores to the plate. Fastball outside. Spence did not chase. 95 on that fastball from Flores, who in the opening week of the MLB Draft League season was the fastest pitcher in the league. He was surpassed last night by Ryan Lambert, who, if you round up, would have had a 100-mile-an-hour pitch to finish the game. Fastball down and in, 2-2 the count. 99.7, the true speed, perhaps. He hasn't yet touched. Nobody in the MLB Draft League yet in the first 4 years has touched triple digits cleanly, but I think that's going to happen in due time. It may well happen for Ryan Lambert of West Virginia. 2-2. Popped up. Left field, coming in on it is Erickson, and the high school product out of Texas makes the play. His first put out as a spike, and the Black Bears set down in the sixth. No runs, a hit, two runners left. End of six innings. It is still 9-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning here at Kendrick Family Ballpark, and we remind you the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Big fourth inning for the Spikes. Eight runs in that frame, allowing them to take a 9-1 lead into the seventh inning. And Hunter Hodges, the fourth pitcher of the night for West Virginia, on for his second inning of work. He loaded the bases with nobody out in the sixth, but got out of it with no further damage. And his first pitch to Hayden Moore, who replaced Trayson Hughes in right field at the bottom of the sixth inning, stands in for his opening at-bat of the game. He chops it foul. First base side, Hayden joining the Spikes at the outset of this road trip. He was 0-for-3 with a walk last night. He is 1-for-7 so far in his first now four games with the Spikes. Three walks, however, for a .400 on base percentage. And the 1-1 sent into the air, left center field. Going back is Ford, and the center fielder chases it down, reaching out and taking extra bases away from Hayden Moore with a last stab of the left arm at the warning track. One gone, and now Tyson Bass, who, like Moore, entered the game in the bottom of the sixth inning in the field, taking over for Samuel Benjamin as the center fielder. Hitting .250 this year, six RBIs, 10 walks as well, a .429 on base percentage. Bass was 0-for-3 as the starting left fielder last night. He takes a ball low from Hunter Hodges. Bass ball at 92. Hodges will go strictly from the stretch, and the 1-0 down and in for ball two. Nine hits for the Spikes, five for the Black Bears, three costly errors for West Virginia as well, which in addition to those nine hits did a lot of damage for State College. Black Bears have done damage too. Jordan Rogers had a solo homer, 416 feet to left field in the first inning, but nothing since for the Black Bears, just zeros on the line score, and the 2-0 pitch is low and outside to Bass, and Hodges takes a quick jog to the back of the mound and now back to the top of the hill for this 3-0 pitch, trying to regain some composure. And the 3-0 fastball is a strike over the outer half. Might have even taken something off of it there just to get it over. Bass was stepping out, looking for ball four. Now a 3-1 count. And Hodges to the plate, swing and a miss. Count is full to Bass, product of North Carolina Wesleyan. He faced college teammate Dylan Cheely for the second time this year last night. Cheely was starting on the mound for West Virginia. His second start turned out a whole lot better than the first as the 3-2 pitch low for ball four, and Bass draws the one-out walk. That's the seventh walk issued by West Virginia pitching tonight. And now Cade Climie the batter, but it won't be Cade Climie. Instead, it'll be Max Bushyhead, the catcher held in reserve tonight. So Bushyhead will take over for Climie after Cade officially went 0-for-1, but reached base three times. Two walks, time hit by a pitch, a run scored. He was caught stealing tonight as well, but Max Bushyhead will take over for him in the seventh, and Climie did a great job. Cade hit on the left arm by a pitch in the first inning, and he was hunched over, and I can only speculate from previous experiences that it probably hit him in the arm and sort of caused a loss of feeling in the hand momentarily, but he did regain it and was able to bat four times in this game. Now Bushyhead, check swing of the 0-1 pitch in the turf, blocked by Spence, but it trickles to his left in front of him, and Bass will move to second base on the play. That'll be another wild pitch. One ball, one strike. So plentiful changes for the Spikes. Knox Preston, the third catcher for the Spikes, is the only member of the bench who has not entered the game now for State College, but he will not enter the game unless it's an emergency situation. He's wanting to hold something back in reserve, but now with three catchers at his disposal, Tim Battle can use two of them in the lineup at the same time and does so here with Bushyhead, who check swings at a slider in the turf, but he did go around, says plate umpire Chris Edenfield, so the count now 1-2. Hodges, the defending MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Week, delivers. Fastball to called, strike three, 92 over the inner half of the plate. That'll be his third strikeout tonight. West Virginia pitching has 12 Ks this evening, but the big inning for the Spikes really took them out of it for the most part, and with Bass remaining at second and two down, here is Daniil Ortiz with 2-for-4. Singled sharply to center field off Hodges, first time he faced him last inning. And the set by Hodges, and the first pitch to Ortiz this time is a slider taken for a strike, nicking the outer edge. 9-1 State College here in the top of the seventh inning. Hodges sets, and the 0-1. Check swing by Ortiz. He went around, says Chris Edenfield. Breaking ball dove into the turf again, and now it's 0-2. Sam Erickson is on deck if Ortiz can prolong the seventh inning. And it does not appear there's any action in the Spikes bullpen, so Jason Flores will likely get the seventh inning as well, 0-2. That bounces in the turf, laying off his bushy, Ortiz, his bushy head looks on from the dugout. Pass remains at second, 1-2 the count. Just gets the sign from Spence, the 1-2. That's in the turf, blocked again, and trickles behind Spence, but not far enough away for Tyson Bass to go on the move, not with a 9-1 lead. That's part of the experience for these guys as well. Not only are they put into a pro ball type situation before they hopefully hear their names called as part of the MLB draft during All-Star Week down in Big D, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, but also learning about how to play the game as professionals as the 2-2 pitch is low and away, ball three. Count is full to Daniil Ortiz, two outs, and Hodges now leaning in, right back at it with the timer ticking inside of 10 seconds, but he gets the pitch away in plenty of time, and a slider hits the outer edge of the plate for strike three, called. Four strikeouts for Hodges. All four have been on called strike threes. And for the Spikes in the top of the seventh, no runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base, but it's time to stretch it. Kendrick Family Ballpark and the Spikes unable to stretch the lead. It still sits at 9-1, however. And a new right-hander is coming in for the Spikes. We'll have the identity of him and the bottom of the seventh inning for you right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The train's passing through Morgantown, heard off in the distance here at Kendrick Family Ballpark as the State College Spikes hold a 9-1 lead over the West Virginia Black Bears. In the bottom of the seventh inning now, and a new pitcher for the Spikes is right-hander Drake Quinn out of South Carolina. Quinn, the High Point, North Carolina native, is making his fourth appearance for State College. No record, a 4.5 ERA. Two innings so far, he's allowed four runs, one earned on one hit, one strikeout to four walks, but only a 143 batting average against him. Jason Flores went one inning on the mound, one hit, no runs, one walk, one strikeout, 18 pitches, 11 strikes, and Flores, who, again, in the opening week of the season, had the highest velocity in the league. He'll be headed down to the MLB Draft Combine this coming week, and certainly wish him the best down there as he departs the spikes to head to the Combine. 7-8-9 batters due up for West Virginia, starting with Dalton Wentz, the switch-hitting shortstop's been a left-handed hitter all the way through tonight, facing nothing but righties. And he takes the first pitch for a strike. Fastball on the outer edge and 92 miles an hour from Quinn. And the next offering is low, blocked by Jackson. One ball, one strike. Drake Quinn's last outing was to finish the game against Mahoning Valley Wednesday night. He needed just 8 pitches. That included a walk, but he did force a double play. Next offering is a strike. Still out of the zone, elicited the swing. 1-2 the count. Ramada out of town, scoreboard. Frederick, a big winner over Williamsport tonight, 21-6 the final. And the 1-2 lofted toward left field, circling towards it. Sam Erickson puts it away. One gone in the bottom of the seventh. Also, Mahoning Valley defeating Trenton tonight, 10-4, so the Scrappers and the Crosscutters are tied atop the MLB Draft League standings with matching 7-3 records. If the Spikes can hang on here, leading 9-1 in the bottom of the seventh, they will be 2 games back. All right, check that, a game and a half back of both the Crosscutters and the Scrappers. First pitch to Josiah Chavez, the DH, is low for a ball. Chavez 0-2 tonight with a strikeout and a ground out. Set by Quinn, and the pitch swung on and missed. 1-1. A fastball at 92, upper reaches of the zone. Red Sox still leading the Yankees 5-2, top of the seventh. Mariners up 5-1 on the Rangers, top of the eighth. Royals and Dodgers scoreless, bottom second, and that pitch goes inside, hits Chavez in the left leg, his back leg. And it is the first hit batsman for the Spikes tonight, second of the game across both teams. And with a runner on, one out, here is Jarrett Ford, the center fielder, 0-2 with a ground out and a fly out. Pirates and Rockies are underway out in Colorado, scoreless bottom of the second. And the White Sox and Diamondbacks still to get underway out in Arizona. They'll do so at 10:10 Eastern time. Pitch to Jarrett Ford, foul back to the sweet level and ricocheting to the crowd below. Strike one. Earlier today, the Cubs defeated the Cardinals 5-1. Andre Pallante, the former Spike, unfortunately taking the loss. Blue Jays defeat the Guardians 5-0. Angels over the Giants 4-3. And the pitch, a ball down and away. Quinn sets, pitch, slider low, but a check swing and an appeal down to first, and Ronnie Whiting says, yep, he went around. That's strike 2-4. There is action in the West Virginia bullpen. Nothing up right now for State College, but we'll see if Quinn is ticketed for 1 or 2 innings tonight. The 1-2 swung on him is strike 3. Backdoor slider, 80 miles an hour, but over 3,000 on the RPMs himself, and that strikeout is the first for Drake Quinn tonight, the eighth for Spikes pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health, fit for play, offers fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountnittany.org/fitforplay. Here's Riley Priest now, the leadoff man, the left fielder, 1-3 with a stolen base. First pitch popped up, third base side foul ground, diving play by Ortiz at the coaching box, but it's out of his reach. Simply strike one. That's twice now Daniil Ortiz is chased after foul balls that have been just barely out of his reach despite his hustle. And the pitch, fastball just off the plate outside. 1-1 the count. Angels over the Giants, 4-3 on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Orioles defeated the Phillies today, 6-2. Nationals over the Marlins, 4-0. The Tigers tap the Astros, 13-5. 1-1. Fastball down and away. Two balls and a strike. The Mets top the Padres 5-1. Braves over the Rays 9-2. The Brewers defeated the Reds 3-1. And the A's and Twins were postponed out in Minnesota. The pitch swung on and missed. Fastball over the outer half, but it dodged the bat that time. Two balls, two strikes. College World Series action as well out in Omaha. As Stewart sets in the 2-2, slider stays low, 3-2 the count. In the College World Series last night, or yesterday afternoon, it was North Carolina in walk-off fashion defeating Virginia 3-2. Tennessee won a slugfest over Florida State in the nightcap 12-11. And the 3-2 pitch grounded on to first, scooped up by Brian West. He'll take it to the bag himself, steps on it, retires Priest to end the bottom of the seventh down here in West Virginia. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. More of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard and more of this game when we return. 9-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pitching change for West Virginia here in the eighth inning after Hunter Hodges went two innings on the mound, allowing one hit, no runs, three walks, four strikeouts. He threw a total of 46 pitches, 24 for strikes. He gives way to Victor Quinn, who we were talking about last weekend, posted an immaculate inning. Nine pitches, nine strikes, three outs, all three via strikeout. And Quinn this season has been superb for the most part for West Virginia. Making his fifth appearance, a 1-0 record, a 4.76 ERA. In 5 2/3 innings, he has allowed three runs all earned on two hits, 15 strikeouts to 10 walks, but only a 105 opponent's batting average. He faces Sam Erickson, the 18-year-old out of Texas, and the first pitch swung on and missed at 95. Second pitch, 95 miles an hour, swing and a miss, 0-2. And Erickson with that unique red, white, and blue bat. It's white at the top of the barrel, red at the top of the barrel, rather, white in the middle, and blue in the lower part, and now pitch inside hits Erickson on the left arm. So, despite being ahead in the count 0-2, 96 miles an hour, can't feel good, but Erickson will take the base. Reaches for the second time. He walked his first time up, entering the game in the sixth inning for his first plate appearance as a Spike. Joined the club earlier today here in the Morgantown area. And now Brian West, the batter, the first baseman, 1-for-2 with a pair of walks. He has stolen a base and scored a run as well. Quinn to the plate. Fastball and a strike on the inner half. College World Series action in Omaha on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Kentucky outlasting NC State 5-4 in 10 innings earlier today. First round of bracket two as the 0-1 in tight for a ball, 1-1. Texas A&M, meanwhile, meeting Florida in the nightcap. And they are currently in a delay out in Omaha. They haven't got underway yet, it looks like. They were scheduled to start about 2.5 hours ago. The 1-1 down and in for a ball, 2-1 the count. Also, game four of the Stanley Cup Final in Edmonton. The Oilers trailing the Florida Panthers 3-0 in the series, but leading 5-1 in game four. 11:35 to go, second period there. Trying to avoid the sweep as the Dallas Mavericks did against the Celtics last night. A 34-point win at home to send the series back to Boston. But Derek Lively with back-to-back double-doubles in the finals as a rookie. First time that has happened in quite a while. And the 3-1 to West in tight for ball four. So a hit batsman and a walk to start the eighth inning for the Spikes. Here's Jake Mumaugh now. The shortstop is 1-for-4. A double and a run scored in the fourth inning. He has been the shortstop throughout the game. Quinn out of the stretch. Looks and deals. Fastball low. Ball one. No further action in the Black Bears bullpen right now. Spikes. Bullpen not active. Well, now it is active. There's actually two pitchers throwing. Tyler Boudreau is one of them. He's been normally a starter or a more lengthy reliever, but as Mumaugh takes ball two upstairs, there's another right-hander throwing, and it is Landon O'Donnell. So we are likely to see one or both of them tonight, I would say. 2-0 the count to Jake Mumaugh. And the pitch. Fastball, actually, it went with slider that time, and it's a strike on the inner half, 2-1. Also on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, the third round of the U.S. Open down at Pinehurst number 2. And Bryson DeChambeau with a 3-under-67 takes a three-shot lead heading into the final day as that pitch in tight gets past Spence into the backstop again, and the runners move up to second and third. Slider went inside, so we will see if that is a wild pitch or a passed ball. And it will be ruled a wild pitch. It's the fifth one of the night for Black Bears pitching. 3-1 the count. First base now open. Blake Wilson is the man on deck for the Spikes. Mumaugh stands in the left-hand box, and Quinn delivers. Fastball outside, ball four. So the base is now loaded, nobody out. Spikes had this situation in the sixth inning, did not score, but they scored a plenty in the fourth, 8 of their 9 runs in that inning. By the way, down at the U.S. Open, Matthew Pavon, Rory McIlroy, and Patrick Cantlay tied for second at 4 under par, 3 shots back. Bryson DeChambeau seeking his second U.S. Open title. Rory, a former U.S. Open champion himself, won at a congressional. Ludvig Åberg of Sweden and Hideki Matsuyama, former Masters champion from Japan, tied for fifth, 5 shots back of the lead. Pitch low and away for a ball, 1-0 the count to Blake Wilson. Struck out in his first at-bat, entered the game in the middle innings, replacing Carson Luna at second, and the pitch. That's a strike, fastball on the hands. But Wilson maybe a bit dubious of it, but he will reset and re-enter the right-handed batter's box. He must be set and alert to the plate at 10 on the pitch timer, and then the pitcher must throw it, be starting his motion by the time it hits zeros, and that pitch is swung on and missed. 94-mile-an-hour fastball in the inner half. 1-2 the count. 9-1 lead for the Spikes in the top of the eighth and looking to add on to it here. Quinn sets. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Quinn comes back with a strikeout, his first of the night. That's 14 strikeouts for West Virginia pitching, but we see now, David Carpenter his roster is stacked with live arms, to be sure, but it's been a little up and down, especially in terms of the strike zone. And the first pitch to Manny Jackson, fouled back to the mitt. Strike one. There have been 14 strikeouts, but there have also been 11 walks in the game and a hit batsman. The 0-1 popped up sky high. Infield fly rule in effect, so Jackson is out. Second baseman behind the mound. Rogers puts it away. No movement by the runners. They did not attempt to advance at their own peril. And there's two down in the top of the eighth inning as Hayden Moore will step in. Moore, the switch-hitting right fielder, batting as a lefty here. He is 0-for-1. He was robbed of extra bases by Jarrett Ford, the center fielder, ranging to the warning track in the left center field gap, making a running stab of the ball just last inning. And the pitch, a strike. Fastball on the inner half of the plate to Moore. Erickson at third, West at second, Mumma at first. Probably be station to station unless the ball's in the gap. 0-1. That's foul back to the screen behind the plate. 0-2 to Moore. Tyson Bass is on deck if he can extend this inning. Spikes will get at least one more time at the plate. We're on the top of the eighth inning, but of course, Spikes needing to record at six more outs to put this one away. And the 0-2. Fastball outside. 1-2 the count. As we remind you, the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted in the air, center field, but Ford sliding to his right makes the catch in center field, and the inning is over. Second time tonight, the Spikes have put the first three batters on base and failed to score. They've scored plenty of other times, leading it 9-1 going to the bottom of the eighth. You're on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Bottom of the eighth inning here in Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown, Kendrick Family Ballpark. And after Drake Quinn pitched a scoreless seventh inning, no hits against him, no walks, one hit batsman, but one strikeout as well. Quinn throwing a total of 17 pitches, 10 for strikes. Gives way now to the right-hander, Landon O'Donnell, the Bradenton, Florida native out of Florida Southwestern State College. O'Donnell is making his fourth appearance of the year, a 1-0 record, a 7.71 ERA, 0-for-1 in save opportunities. If he pitches two innings tonight, he still would not get a save. He'd need to pitch a minimum of three with a margin at this level to get credit for a save, unless somehow an ensuing pitcher faces the tying run either on base, at the plate, or on deck. And the Spikes are certainly hoping that does not happen. And O'Donnell making sure it doesn't happen right away with a first pitch strike to Rogers with a fastball down in the zone. Next offering, fastball called strike on the outer edge. 94 miles an hour from Landon. 0-2 the count, right back at it. Fastball high and away, it's ball one. And the young fans still in attendance looking to start a Let's Go Black Bears chant. O'Donnell with the 1-2. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt, strike three. So Landon O'Donnell steps right in, records the strikeout. That is the ninth of the night for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Parents trust Mount Nittany Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountnittany.org/pediatrics. One down, and Roman Kuntz, the batter, the left-hander 0 for 3, swings the first pitch, lifts it in the air, left field, playable for Sam Erickson, coming in on the ball, raises the mitt, makes the catch, quickly two away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jack O'Dowd, the third baseman, is 0 for 3, although a bit of tough luck last time out, hit an in-between ball to right field that was just out of reach of second baseman Blake Wilson, but the camera went right back to Wilson, and the runner on first, Rogers, was hung up waiting for the ball to see if it would drop into the mitt or to the ground, and force play made on him at second, which rendered O'Dowd's at bat a fielder's choice. He fouls it off third base side. 0-1 the count. O'Donnell with the windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball right down Broadway. Dodges the bat. Landon O'Donnell's fastball popping tonight. Spikes pitching has really been superb this evening. Ben Harris got it started. 6 strikeouts, no walks. Only giving up the solo homer to Rogers to do any significant damage over 5 innings. And the 0-2 to O'Dowd. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. 96 on the fastball from Landon O'Donnell. The strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. 3 up, 3 down for Landon O'Donnell. Takes him a grand total of 8 pitches to record those 3 outs. And at the end of 8, it's still 9-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on
like lightning. This summer, you do you. Only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry. Because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Top of the ninth inning here at Kendrick Family Ballpark, 9-1 State College, 8 of those 9 runs in the fourth inning for the Spikes. And Tyson Bass, Max Bushyhead, and Daniil Ortiz do up. As Victor Quinn stays on the mound for a second inning of work, he delivers a fastball high for ball one. Big time effort for the Spikes tonight, trying to make a 4-game losing streak here on the road, go by the boards in momentous fashion, and that 8-run fourth inning went a long way toward doing that. Spikes got back to what they were doing when they went on that 5-game winning streak that included 3 wins against these Black Bears. 1-1 count, pitch upstairs for a ball to Bass, who walked in his first plate appearance after entering the game in the sixth inning. and offense, and also taking advantage of opportunities. Two errors in the fourth inning helped that eight-run frame along, but it was the big hitting by the Spikes. Samuel Benjamin with a two-run double. Derek Wiley coming through with a two-run double. Jake Mumau had a double in the inning as well. And the pitch strike on the outer edge, 2-2 to Bass. Benjamin with a total of three RBIs now with an 11-game hitting streak. He has a hit in every game he has played as a State College Spike. And pitch low for a ball, 3-2. Obviously, it means he also has an 11-game on-base streak concurrently in the 3-2 to Bass, swung on and missed. Strike three, that is the second strikeout for Victor Quinn. 15 strikeouts tonight for West Virginia pitching, but again, to go with it, you have 11 walks and two hit batsmen as well. Max Bushyhead took over for Cade Climie as the DH in the seventh, struck out his first time up. Spikes out hitting the Black Bears 9-5 tonight against stout pitching. Talked about Ben Harris's great effort to start. 5 one-run innings, 6 strikeouts, no walks. Jason Flores efficient, 18-pitch inning. Drake Quinn, 17 pitches for a scoreless frame. And Leonard O'Donnell, 8 pitches in the first inning. He may well get another inning out on the mound. We did see Tyler Boudreaux also tossing the ball out in the bullpen earlier. In fact, he's at top of the mound now. So it could well be Boudreaux that gets the ninth inning, just trying to get, again, everybody a chance to shine. O'Donnell really shined. His fastball 94 to 96, a lot of pop, dodging bats in the zone. So a lot of positives to take out of this game for Tim Battle, Darnell Sweeney, and pitching coach Jared Brown. As the 0-2 foul back, count remains the same to Bushyhead. And actually, check that, it is Knox Preston that is getting the at-bat here rather than Max Bushyhead. Bushy wears 5, Knox is wearing 50. And I guess with the margin the way it is, the emergency fashion of where Preston would be needed maybe by the boards here. I mean, if he has to catch, it'd be a quick fix and wouldn't have to worry about losing the DH spot. So Tim Battle says, let's give him an AB here. It's a 1-2 count to him, and that is fouled away to the right side. Still 1-2 to Knox Preston. Now everybody getting a chance to shine for the Spikes tonight. Tim Battle has emptied the bench, and that's been his philosophy this whole year. And different managers here in the MLB Draft League go about it different ways. So the 1-2 comes in, breaking ball and a called strike three on the outer edge. Third strikeout for Quinn. Two down, and Daniil Ortiz will step in already with two hits tonight, looking for his second straight three-hit game. He was 3-for-5 yesterday, 2-for-5 this evening, up for the sixth time in a 9-1 game in the top of the ninth. Spikes out in front. Talking about the different strategies to get guys look, some will rotate it game by game. You play the duration one game, you sit the next game. Other managers, particularly here in the first half of the season, like to split it up half and half each game. And that's the way Tim is elected to go about it, with 6 outfielders, 6 infielders, and 3 catchers now on the roster. Pitch in tight for a ball, 2-0. So the roster currently standing at 30, 15 pitchers, 15 position players. There may yet be some other moves to be made. Guys going in, guys maybe moving on to other opportunities, but the 2-0 outside for a ball, 3-0. Regardless, Spikes have definitely shown a lot here, particularly to the home crowd. That was a rousing series last weekend. Spikes offense, a big part of it, but of course, back-to-back fireworks shows, the new-look Medler Field, LeBron O. Park, and the 3-0, a strike on the inner half. It's 3-1 to Ortiz. Sam Erickson is on deck. He'll get one more shot at it if Ortiz can get on. Sam actually has reached base twice on a walk and a hit-by-pitch. His first two times up as a Spike, and the 3-1 bounced sharply toward the third-base dugout, sends everybody scattering from the top step. Full count, 2 down. Lights are the sole source of sight here at the ballpark right now. And the payoff pitch, foul back to the screen. Now, Daniel Ortiz, I mean, you look at his hustle. This game has been 9-1 since the fifth inning. He was 8-1 in the fourth. But he's made two plays at third base. Ball was just out of his reach. He's chasing after foul balls, hustling. And he is hustling here at the plate right now, too. He is working this count. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up, and that's a breaking ball in the turf, blocked by Spence, and Daniel Ortiz working the walk. So it won't be a three-hit game, but he does reach base for the third time. And now Sam Erickson will get a chance at the plate, maybe to record his first Spikes hit. Walked in the sixth inning when he entered the game. Hit by a pitch in the eighth inning. He's played left field for the last three innings as well. And he stands in the right-handed box, a native of Flower Mound, Texas. Going to Texas A&M this fall. And it's funny, I was talking with some of the parents of some of the future Texas Longhorns coming in, and Sam Erickson and Mix, Texas and Texas A&M together. We'll see how that goes. And they're going to be SEC rivals now, starting officially in just about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks. July 1st is when the official switch is made for Texas and Oklahoma from the Big 12 to the SEC. Pitches a strike on the outer half, 1-1 the count. Quinn sets, delivers. And that is lifted foul first base side. But I think regardless of that, right now it is a true cooperative venture. It's a great group of Spikes here in the first half of the MLB Draft League season. It'll be exciting to see how they do at the ballpark over the next now 3 weeks and change. 35 games in the first half, 45 in the second half of this MLB Draft League schedule, and the 1-2. And Erickson sends this one in the air, slicing towards the right field corner, but going foul onto the concourse there. Still a ball and two strikes. A plethora of great baseball talent down in the Lone Star State, of course, and really in the Keystone State as well. I mean, we see Jackson Delina on the Spikes roster right now, but we may yet see more Pennsylvanians dotting the MLB Draft League rosters here as the year continues. And the 1-2 fastball high, but swung on and missed, strike three. So Quinn records his fourth strikeout, three of them in this inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base for the Spikes in the ninth. But we go to the bottom half. State College three outs away from snapping a four-game losing streak. And we'll be back for the conclusion as Landon O'Donnell will finish it out here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
First pitch of the bottom of the ninth inning, high for a ball from Landon O'Donnell, who needed just eight pitches to get through the eighth inning, record three outs there. Delivers his second pitch, high for a ball as well to Brody Black, with Joey Spence and Dalton Wentz to follow. 5-6-7 hitters in the Black Bears order. Spikes leading 9-1 here in the bottom of the ninth inning in the 2-0. Bounced foul, third base side, 2-1 the count. Black is 1-for-3 this evening. He's Spikes pitching is scattered. 5 West Virginia hits. Black Bears don't have more than one in an inning. Jordan Rogers did have a 416-foot solo homer in the first inning, but nothing more after that on the scoreboard for the Black Bears. String of zeros by Spikes pitching, and the ball down and in. Now the 3-1 to Black. Upstairs, ball four. A walk to open the ninth inning. Did see Tyler Boudreau throwing earlier, but he has ceased throwing now. There's just some soft tossing going on, and I think Boudreau might be up just in case. Seen that abbreviated. The JIC guy, J-I-C, just in case. I think that's what Boudreau is for tonight. Joey Spence is 1-for-3 as well. First pitch ball on the breaking ball from O'Donnell. 8 runs in the fourth, 1 more in the fifth for the Spikes. And the 1-0 to Spence, fouled away, third base side. It's 1-1. Tomorrow it's a 1 p.m. matinee matchup here at Kendrick Family Ballpark. I'll be on with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health at approximately 12:45. So that'll be pretty much concurrent with the start of the MLB pitch hit and run competition at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Here's a bouncer on to second, taken in by Wilson. Throw to first in time. Spence is retired. Black moves to second. The Spikes now 2 outs away from their 6th victory of the season. And here's Dalton Wentz, 1-for-3 with a double. Switch hitting shortstop. He also 18 years of age. He's given it a ride a couple of times, but straight to the outfielders. Stands in the left-handed batter's box. Nothing but righties for the Spikes tonight on the mound. And the pitch, that's low for a ball. West Virginia actually has 3 switch hitters at their disposal. Riley Priest, the leadoff man tonight. Wentz, who's batting now. And Benny Bikar Jr., who's on the bench this evening. The 1-0, that is low for a ball. 2-0. Held in reserve. May well see him in the finale of the series tomorrow. And Jacob Crager will get the start for the Spikes tomorrow afternoon as the 2-0 pitch down and in for a ball, 3-0. Spikes in the red jerseys tonight, so probably going to wear them again tomorrow as they look to begin a new winning streak. 3-0 to Wentz. That's low, ball 4. So a 1-out walk puts runners on first and second, but now one pitch can end the game here as Manny Jackson heads to the mound, have a chat with Landon O'Donnell. It is Brylan West at first base, Blake Wilson at second, Jake Mumaw at short, Daniel Ortiz at third, outfield Sam Erickson in left, Tyson Bass in center, Hayden Moore in right, and Jackson is caught for the duration of the game, and Max Bushyhead, Knox Preston also with chances to get an at-bat in this one. Preston now is headed down to the bullpen. And I think Boudreau has continued to toss. I think Preston is going to get ready just in case he's got to warm up Tyler Boudreau for the game. And I think it's the hope of Tim Battle and Jared Brown that he won't have to actually take any warm-up pitches as the first offering to Chavez swung on and missed. Strike one. Josiah Chavez 0-for-2. He's also been hit by a pitch in the game. O'Donnell set and delivers. Fastball in tight. Ball one. 92 on that fastball as well. Landon O'Donnell certainly has impressive stuff. Able to showcase what he can do. Looking to end the night on a high note for the Spikes. The 1-1, swinging a foul tip. And I believe that deflected off the mask of plate umpire Chris Edenfield as well, but he just reaches for a new baseball, hands it over to Manny Jackson. I was thankful to be able to eavesdrop a little conversation between catchers earlier today. Knox Preston had the chance to chat a bit with Black Bears manager David Carpenter, who knows a thing or two about catching and pitching. Of course, a catcher on the inaugural Spikes team in 2006, a catcher in the Cardinals system before he went to the mound, became a pitcher, and spent six seasons in the big leagues. And just the various dings, the things you go through as a catcher. Got to be a tough customer to get behind the plate. Manny Jackson is that, too. And the 2-2 upstairs, ball three. So a full count to Chavez with one out. Runners on first and second. 9-1 Spikes here in the bottom of the ninth. O'Donnell sets and delivers. Fastball low, ball four. And the bases are loaded with one out. And Jarrett Ford will come up. The center fielder 0-for-3 with a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday, 6:35 p.m. games both nights. Walking Taco Tuesday, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday on the lineup for this week. A two-game mini-series against the Williamsport Crosscutters, who are currently tied for first place in the MLB Draft League standing. Spikes, if they can hold on here, will be a game and a half back. Steve Jones will be back with us for those games as well, and you can join us for more fun at the new look, Bendler Field at Lebrano Park. Get your tickets right now at statecollegespikes.com. You can also visit the Spikes ticket office in person Monday, open 9 to 5. Tuesday and Wednesday open from 9 a.m. till the end of the game. And you can give the Spikes ticket office a call as well, 814-272-1711. Well, Jared Brown went out to the mound for a brief chat. That is over, and O'Donnell's first pitch after the mound meeting is a fastball just outside. Ball one to Jarrett Ford. Bases loaded, one out, and O'Donnell to the plate. There's a liner into center field, a base hit. Black will score. Wentz being held up at third as the throw goes to the plate. And that's a wise move, I think, by Ezekiel Carrera to hold the runner at third, because that throw would have had Wentz out by a mile, but it is an RBI single for Jarrett Ford, 100 miles an hour off the bat. And it's now a 9-2 game as Riley Priest steps up. Left fielder batting as a righty, 1-for-4 with a stolen base, and O'Donnell delivers. Pass ball and a strike on the outer half. 0-1 the count. Kick in the 0-1 pitch. Fastball strike on the inner half. 0-2 to Priest. Jordan Rogers is on deck already with a home run tonight. Tyler Boudreau still has not started to warm up in earnest yet. Knox Preston is getting on the gear, though, and he's going to start. And the pitch is a ball upstairs, 1-2, 94 miles an hour. Trying to get Priest to chase that time. He would not. O'Donnell gets the sign from Jackson and the pitch. Breaking ball in the turf, blocked by Manny. 2-2 the count. Mahoning Valley moving into a tie for first place with the Crosscutters atop the MLB Draft League's first half standings. Here now the 2-2. That is popped up off the fists, up the middle. Shortstop dropping it is Jake Mumaw, but it's an infield fly rule play. So the runners did not elect to advance. I don't think that was maybe delivered by Jake, but he might have been testing the waters a little bit there to see if he could nab maybe somebody at second, but he did drop it. But again, I think he might have been, it might have been a little deliberate there. But it's still bases loaded now, two outs, and Jordan Rogers is up. It's the last hope for the Black Bears. First pitch fastball, low and away, ball one. Rogers, 1-for-3 with a walk to hit the solo homer to left in the opening inning. And the 1-0 swung on, fouled back off the roof and right back down to the crowd below. 1-1 the count. Again, tomorrow's game, a 1 o'clock afternoon start here in West Virginia. Then an off day on the schedule Monday before those two matchups with Williamsport. Pitch high for a ball, 2-1 the count. MLB pitch hit and run tomorrow starting at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park as part of Play Ball Weekend across baseball. In fact, the Black Bears held a Play Ball Weekend Miracle League clinic earlier today here before the game at Kendrick Family Ballpark. 2-1 pitch, smoked foul, third base side. 2-2 the count. Well, Tyler Boudreau is now starting to throw a little bit more, but I don't know. O'Donnell wants to make it a moot point. Apologies to Knox Preston. Taking the time to put on all the equipment. Here's the 2-2. Fastball upstairs, 3-2. Also, the Father's Day gift pack still available. Come on out to the pitch hit and run with your child tomorrow, and you can order the Father's Day gift pack while you're there. Gift for the whole family. Runners will go on the 3-2. It's swung on, popped up, left side of the infield. Third baseman Daniel Ortiz underneath it. He makes the catch, and the State College Spikes snap a four-game losing streak. Get back on the winning side of the ledger with a big fourth inning leading the way. They score 8 runs in that inning and defeat the West Virginia Black Bears tonight 9-2. We'll be back to wrap things up from Kendrick Family Ballpark right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
The Your State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
A final here at Kendrick Family Ballpark in Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown. State College 9, West Virginia 2. The Spikes with an 8-run fourth inning, their highest output in a single inning this season. That's saying something considering what they've been able to do so far, and that helped power them to the victory. Final game total, State College 9 runs on 9 hits, no errors, 14 runners left on base. For West Virginia, 2 runs on 6 hits, 3 errors, which also helped open the door for the Spikes in that big 4th inning, and 9 runners left on base. Ben Harris gets the win, 5 innings, allowing just 1 run on the solo homer to Jordan Rogers in the 1st. Scattered 4 hits, otherwise 6 strikeouts, 81 pitches, 52 strikes for Harris, who now has recorded back-to-back 5-inning outings, which are the longest for a Spike in a single game so far this season. Christian Womble started and took the loss for West Virginia. He is now 0-2. Time of the game, 3 hours, 11 minutes in front of 1,418 tonight. And oh, by the way, Samuel Benjamin, 2-for-4 at the plate with a double and 3 RBIs, extends his hitting streak to a Major League Draft League best 11 games. Tomorrow, it's a 1 p.m. game to finish off this road trip, and it'll be the rubber match of this 3-game series here at Kendrick Family Ballpark. It'll be Jacob Krager, the left-hander, getting the start for the Spikes. I'll be on with you at approximately 12:45 for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health, as the Spikes look to capture their second consecutive series victory over the West Virginia Black Bears and look to finish off this road trip on a high note, snapping a 4-game losing streak tonight with a 9-2 win over the Black Bears, harkening back to that 5-game win streak they had last week that included 3 victories against the same Black Bears team. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 12:45. I'm Joe Putnam. 9-2 win for the Spikes. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.